This free program is paid for by the listener members of KPFT Houston. If you're not already a member, think about joining with us to help keep free speech alive.
Nation Hotline at 877-308-2408. You're tuned in to commercial-free, listener-sponsored Pacifica Radio. KPFT Houston. Radio for people.
Another house call. Warning. The following program contains subject matter that portrays gay, lesbian, bisexual, and transgendered people as first-class citizens, deserving of an equal share of the American dream. Topics like this are known to piss off televangelists, backwater preachers, some talk show hosts, blue-haired biddies, several members of Congress, and other socially unacceptable outcasts like radical right-wing nut jobs. Listener discretion is strongly advised.
Have tuned into After Hours Queer Radio with Attitude, a continuing tradition here on KPFT 90.1 FM. The crew of After Hours is ready to bring you news, interviews, discussions, and music dear to the gay, lesbian, bisexual, transgender community and our allies. We are a diverse group here, but we all have one thing in common. We are out of the closet and urge everyone to come out of his or her closet as well. That means recognizing who you are, standing up for yourself and your rights, and being proud of who you are. We understand that this might not be possible due to age, job, or frame of mind, but remember, we are here especially for you. So kick back and relax and get ready for this week's edition of After Hours.
Hello, Houston, Galveston, and the world. Welcome to the 21st of March edition of After Hours Queer Radio with Attitude. My name is Chris Harris. I'll be your co-executive producer for this evening.
And I'm Jimmy Carper. I'm the other one.
And I'm Wes Laverne, your friendly intern of the show.
Mm-hmm. I just realized the good part about sitting over here is I can see the calendar.
Amazing on that one, isn't it?
Yeah, I wondered why your intro was so good tonight.
He didn't have to turn around and look at the calendar behind me.
Yeah. So how's everyone doing?
Great.
Yeah?
It was a long week, actually.
How long was it?
Not long in that kind of a sense.
Oh, I'm sorry. Chris? I'm
trying to get a rice cake out between my teeth.
Are you doing a Jackie Thorne impression again?
I don't see how you can eat those things.
It's kettle corn flavored.
Oh, well that would probably...
Kettle corn flavored rice cakes.
What's kettle corn?
Popcorn.
Popcorn, but when they are cooking it in the oil, they add in the salt and they all add in the sugar, so it gives not a heavy caramel flavor, but a light caramel flavor.
Oh. It's still a rice cake.
Yeah.
Exactly. Kind of disgusting.
Well, you know...
I don't like them anyway. So.
Are you doing this... Is this a cholesterol thing or what?
No, it was a big bag for 50 cents at Kroger.
Oh! Okay. Gotcha.
It was a tight ass thing.
Yeah.
Well... Besides, you know...
I've seen you in action and...
Enough said.
Besides, it was burger ramen night over at the Rip Court.
Yes,
so,
yes.
So, I always think of rice cakes when we do burgers.
Oh, why?
Hello, a couple years ago.
Oh, you did something with rice cakes.
Yeah, I made a cheeseburger out of them.
Oh, let's not even go there.
That had
been
interesting.
That was a controversy.
Really?
Yes, it was. So the burger night...
Was that a light burger?
...that the Big Men's Club puts on is the first and third Saturdays.
Yes.
Ah, because I know that... The Misfits were at the Rip Court tonight.
Oh, were they?
Serving,
now?
Yes.
In various uniforms.
In uniforms. It was a uniform night.
And nobody told me so I could go look.
Yeah.
They're there every third.
Yeah.
Okay,
because
I'll remember that
night,
for next month.
Yeah, last night, Woodja, who is running for Mr. Prime Choice, of which you'll be talking about later,
yep.
Had a fundraiser for, part of it was for the camp out. PWA camp out.
Cool.
And, boy, they raised like $900.
Yeah, wow. Over at George. They had
congratulations on
really
that.
Really nice long show, packed over there. And this weekend is the Southern Country and 17th anniversary.
Sweet.
GCAM did a cocktail party for them on
Thursday.
Reception. No, we can call it cocktail party for Southern Country. Isn't that weird? And boy, is it a very different cocktail party than from Louis. Well, you know, Louis, you've got about 1,000 guys there. And Southern Country, they had 125.
Wow, that is a difference.
Up. Yeah. And we had it at the BRB. They put us outside on the patio. So
I thought you liked it outside.
I do. But the cocktail party at Louis lasts about 15, 20 minutes before you're at a cocktail. And
go figure, huh?
Yeah, this one started at 9 o'clock and we finished at about 11.
Damn.
Yeah, well, you know, people were dancing and all that, because it is Southern Country, it's a dance group. And they were doing stuff inside. So, you know, it was just when people just kind of moseyed out in the back that they got their cocktail.
You would have to break out the country term.
Mm-hmm. Well, yes.
and Chris is shaking his head.
Tonight was also Daddy of Montrose had a show, Carlos Rivera. And I didn't get to go to that. Stanley's in town. But
he did quite well from what I've heard.
Did he? Good, 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 good.
I believe the number was somewhere around 700.
Wow.
Nice.
Wow.
Apparently from several of the events that we're having this weekend, the community is going to raise over $3,000 at the various fundraisers.
Yeah, I see
with the numbers that we've heard right now, they're getting pretty damn close.
Yeah, there was a couple other ones that
ICOH did one for GCAM last night.
Did they?
They raised 425.
Well, let's see, we had 900, 700, 425.
Yes. Yeah.
That's over $2,000 already.
There yeah, actually, there's a couple other
plus
ones.
Plus, Southern Country raised $700. Okay.
Yeah, because Woodja did 900.
Woodja 9.
Southern Country 700.
Carlos 700. Orland told me there's he at least knows of $2,800 so far.
Wow, that's incredible.
He came over there to watch us cook burgers.
Well, congratulations to everybody
yes,
so far.
Yes.
What else? Anything else for the weekend?
Great weekend. Oh, there's still stuff going on because let's see here.
Oh, speaking of people raising money.
Yeah.
My friend Kara is standing behind us.
Yes.
Raised money last weekend at the AIDS Walk.
Mm-hmm.
So we thank you for that, Kara.
Which turned into a wet T-shirt contest, I hear.
For a lot of people, probably.
Yes, yes, yes.
Mm. Well, if you got them, flaunt them.
Probably a wet underwear contest, too.
Ooh. Well, thank you, all you guys and gals who raised money for me. I
and
really
Merlin.
Appreciate it. And Merlin and so
and,
many
and,
others.
And many others out
so
there in Houston.
Many others, yeah.
Sound like you're about to ask for your stimulus check.
Mm.
He probably is.
Yeah, Stanley's in town. I need some stimulus.
anyway. I thought you were the one that did the stimulating.
Yeah, well, not on that.
Well,
one.
That age, you got to be careful how far you stimulate.
Yeah.
The poppers take on a second meaning and necessity for you.
Stop it.
Well, and we're not talking about the jaw popping.
No, you're not.
No, it's instead of just being for entertainment value, it's for you. And he may need it.
Yeah.
It's the good stuff. It's prescription strength amyl nitrate because it's needed.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
This, yeah, his heart goes out. This is the last day for the Southern Country 17th anniversary. At noon, they're meeting at Tony's Corner Pocket for lunch, and that's sponsored by Arisa's. So Arisa's, I'm sure Arisa's did a show, too. 2 to 4 is a tea dance at the BRB. These people are going to be traveling today. Because at noon, you go to Tony's Corner Pocket for lunch. At 2 to 4, a tea dance at the BRB. 3 o'clock, there's going to be a reception hosted by the Houston Area Bears.
What are we doing, a bar crawl here?
At 8:30 is the Sunday Spectacular Benefit Show with Master of Ceremonies, Mr. Don Gill.
And speaking of their Royal Highnesses.
Then, Dancing with the Presidents, a community event where presidents from each of our local organizations dance for the winning title. Each president will be dancing with one of the Lone Star Lariats. That ought to be fun. I'm glad I'm not a president. We wouldn't win. I'm a founding member of the No Rhythm and Blues Club.
That's not. There's several other titles you hold for founding member, from what I understand.
Well, there.
No. Those are fondling members.
Oh. Yes. I'm sorry.
It's a fondling member.
Yes, I'm sorry. My mistake.
I have been accused of that. some other things happening in the community. Ralph Lasher announced that on this Sunday, March 22nd, I will preach my final sermon as the interim pastor at Bethel Church UCC at our 10:30 a.m. Sunday service. I would welcome seeing your face in our congregation. I will preach briefly about my term as interim pastor and then about the heart of Jesus' teaching. And then a follow-up came from Mr. Tim Brook over that the Reverend Ralph Lasher is not leaving Bethel Church UCC, but his term as interim pastor is ending. The open and affirming congregation has called a new senior pastor, Reverend Margaret Snyder. Ralph continues on staff as assistant pastor. Pastor Maggie will lead her first worship service as Bethel senior pastor on Palm Sunday, April 5th at 10:30. So there's that. A group, if you're positive and looking for other positive guys, there's a Yahoo group, in case you don't know about it, called Paz Houston. You can find that by going to groups and putting in Paz, POZ-Houston. POZ-Houston. And check that out, because they meet at... They recently just did a picnic in the park. They meet at least once a month at In-N-Out for a social. A lot of them go to Bering on Wednesdays. So there's a chance to meet new friends and meet other Paz guys. We have the Bears. Do we have... Oh, yes, we do. Okay, I won't talk about that.
I told you the Royal Lions were here.
I won't talk about that.
But you weren't listening to me.
It happens.
It went in one ear and was going to go out the other one, but then hit the earphone and bounced back and just kept rattling.
It did.
It's like one of those executive toys. Did you hear the clacking?
I do want to mention that Theater Suburbia is presenting the last weekend of The Murder Room, happening that's through March the 28th. So you have...
That's their murder mystery comedy drama.
Yes, it's really, really funny.
Judy did it in the living room on the couch.
No.
I thought it was her pussy that did it on the couch.
Judy's pussy did it on the couch in the living room.
Is this Clue? No. This is The Murder Room.
No, we're talking Judy, Clueless.
Very different, very different. Theater Suburbia, check them out. It's Fridays and Saturdays at 8:30. Reservation 713-682-3525. Check them out at Theatra, T-H-E-R-T-R-E, suburbia.com. And when you make your reservations, tell them you heard it on After Hours, and you'll get two tickets for the price of one.
Cheap date.
Next.
All right. It's softball time.
Ta-da!
Assist Her softball team is now a proud member of the Montrose Softball League.
Mm.
Ooh, congratulations there. Opening day for the 2009 season is Sunday. March the 22nd at Slow Pitch City.
Ooh.
Assist Her plays at 9 a.m. and 11 a.m. For 2009 C Division schedules, please visit www.montrosesoftballleague.com.
And that's exactly why Nancy Ford is not a guest.
And that's a triple
tonight,
L in there.
Because she's got to be there
early in the morning.
Early. She's already sleeping.
I'll still be passed out to the world by then.
Mm-hmm. Me too.
Take off your party pants. No, I'm sorry, I read that backwards. I'm sorry. Put on your party pants.
Oh, that's no fun.
Yeah. You're invited to the 2009 Pride Houston Kickoff Party.
Ah.
Join us as we announce the 2009 Grand Marshals and run down this year's event lineup on March the 26th, 2009, from 6 to 8 p.m. at the Founders Club at the Hobby Center, which is at 800 Bagby Street, Suite 300.
That will be next Thursday.
Is it next Thursday?
Yes.
Well, knock me down. Oh, this is a really long one.
We'll just make it a short one.
Oh, here we go. We'll do it this way.
Yeah.
I'll read it off of this one.
Do that.
On Sunday.
Sunday.
March 29th, 2009, at the BRB, the third annual Playboy Bunny Reject Show and the Bunny Reject of the Year 2009-2010 contest.
Ta-da!
Serving a traditional Easter dinner at 6 p.m. with ham, taters, veggies, and dessert too for $5 a plate. Showtime at 7:30 p.m. All this is benefiting the PWA Holiday Charities and the LVL PWA Campout.
Ta-da! Yay for the Campout.
They're also accepting non-perishable food donations for Resurrection MCC, the food pantry.
Great. That's who Carlos is doing his show for.
Really?
Carlos Rivera, yes.
The food pantry?
The food pantry.
Sweet.
Ready for Montrose.
All right. And then Mr. Prime Choice Contest is being held on Saturday, the 25th of April at the Ripcord. Previous years, Mr. Prime Choice has been instrumental in raising thousands of needed dollars for our community. This year will be no exception. Eligibilities, you must be 40 years of age or older within the calendar year. Entry fee of $35 must be made out to the food drive, which will be calculated into your fundraising total. You must also provide a videotaped or DVD fantasy, which is not to exceed 6 minutes in length. Jimmy, no total nude or sex acts, please. You must have your funds raised for a charity of your choice, and your funds, your entry fee, the video fantasy, and everything must be turned in on Friday, the April the 24th. And as soon as Chris finishes honking in there, he can read what he's got.
He's honking?
Yeah, he was honking.
The only thing I'm going to get to blow in the Montrose is tonight is my nose, so I figured I would.
Blow something, dear.
Yeah, we've all heard about you, Mr. Golden Knee Pads.
Yes, that would be me.
Did we get his cap in yet?
I never wear the hat. The bill gets in the way. And I'm too old to wear it backwards. It looks just ridiculous.
I was going
to
tell you, you can just wear it backwards.
No. I'm too old for that. What do you got, Chris?
Well, you know what you could do? You know, just borrow one of Santa's yarmulkes and you don't have to worry about the bill.
I have one of his, as a matter of fact.
You're choking him up in there, Jimmy.
Mark your calendar. The Houston GLBT Community Center hosts the Community Leaders Networking Group. The second 2009 quarterly meeting of the Community Leaders Networking Group convenes on Saturday, April 11th at the Houston GLBT Community Center, 3400 Montrose, Suite 207, the building with all those big red signs that say, "Don't come in here." The 1 p.m.
Stay away.
I'm serious.
I know they are.
The building says, do not occupy. Non-occupado.
Really now?
Oh, yeah.
Going on.
Well, it did. I don't know if it still does.
Yeah. I very very simply, the building kind of like Tina Turner, Ike left her a mess.
Mm. Oh, wow.
The 1 to 5 p.m. is open to everyone in the community. Originally designated as the Futures Conference Networking Group, the Community Leaders Networking Group was first convened and hosted by the Community Center in 2006 to follow up on resolutions passed at the Conference of Houston's LGBTI Future held in 2005. Conversation at the quarterly meetings tend to be freewheeling and is largely determined by the individuals who attend. RSVP is not required, but we appreciate giving a heads up from the people who plan to attend. Contact Tim Brookover at timbrookover@gmail.com.
That's old Tim. He always makes everything sound so good.
Free parking is available in the garage adjacent to it. The Houston GLBT Community Center is the home base for gay, lesbian, bisexual, transgendered people and allies in the metropolitan area in southeast Texas. It's an all-volunteer, nonprofit organization founded in 1996. For more information on the center, you can go to HoustonGLBTCommunityCenter.org.
And I thought I was the only one with a twisted tongue in here.
Hmm.
Oh, you do?
I heard you tripping over that.
Oh, yeah.
You have a twisted tongue? Can we work on that later?
Maybe.
Okay.
My. With Jimmy's lines like that, this next line is just seems right. Bring your dreams to a world of fantasy.
Thank you.
On April 19th, 2009 at 3 p.m. at EJ's. Host Jimmy Carper and
what?
Mark Balladez.
Jimmy Carper? Oh, my God.
When is this? What am I doing?
Is he doing a porn show again?
Oh, I hope not. We lost so many customers the last time.
Oh!
Well, you know, his original porn was on done on a Nickelodeon. You put in there.
I thought it was that painting on the cave wall that I saw the other night.
Yeah, it was him chasing down the pterodactyl. Not fascinating. All performers are welcome. Disney songs and numbers preferred, as this is a themed show. Do we have any queer Disney songs in here?
Aren't they all?
Officially queer.
Oh. No, but we can probably make one queer.
Change a kiss the girl to kiss the guy?
Yeah, something like that.
So, it's a benefit.
I could think of a few others.
What's this a benefit for?
GCAM!
Is
Gulf Coast
GCAM?
Archive and Museum.
Yeah, it really doesn't.
GLBT.
Yeah.
Is that for
history.
GCAM?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's hard to see. You know, the logo just kind of washed out in the black and white print. You know.
Well, that's Jimmy printing in black and white again.
That's me.
We need to buy him a color printer.
I have a color printer.
Well, then use it.
I'm not wasting on those things.
It's for one of your own things and you don't want to waste it. Jeez. You cheap bastard.
Now, enough about Stanley.
Yeah.
Members of the Kindred Spirits Foundation have announced a new event in keeping with the group's mission of having fun while raising valuable funds for Houston's gay and lesbian community. The Kindred Spirits 2009 Charity Golf Tournament and Dinner is scheduled for Saturday, April 25th at 1:30 p.m. out in BFE,
yes.
Bear Creek Masters Golf Course. 16,001 Clay Road.
Did we lie? No, it is BFE.
Pretty much.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are going to go outside 610 loop.
Oh, you're going to go outside the...
You're going to go outside the Beltway.
Yeah.
You're going to go outside the Beltway. You're not going to go outside the Grand Parkway.
You're going to go outside Highway 6.
I can't...
No, not really, because you're going to stay on Highway 6.
I cannot go outside of the Beltway. I'll fall off the edge of the earth.
We'll give you a lifeline.
The only reason you leave outside the Beltway is to send Stanley away.
Well, there's that.
And you come within 10 minutes of my house.
I don't go beyond the Beltway. Do I go beyond?
If you go to Intercontinental, you do.
Oh, that's on the other side of the Beltway?
Yes, sir. It's on the north side of the Beltway.
Who knew that?
And I'm on the other side of the airport now, because I'm on 1960.
Oh.
Yeah, Jimmy, who knew that? People who pay attention when they drive.
I'd never use it, so why do I care?
Again, like I said, I live on 1960 out there, so I know.
Yeah.
In 2002, community leader Marion Coleman and a core committee of volunteers began producing a fundraising dance, continuing the essence of Kindred Spirits, a popular nightclub established in the 1980s for women and their friends. Entry fees for the tournament started at $100 for individuals and $400 for teams with a shotgun start and bogey is your friend format. Oh, God, is someone going to stand out there and go, who's looking at you, kid? Mulligan, Birdie, and Whimsical Marion Drive tickets are also available the day of the tournament. Now, the event includes a barbecue dinner with silent auction, raffle, and awards presented for scoring first.
Yeah.
And if you're going to drive all the way out there, you better score first. scoring first, second, and third place, as well as the longest drive and closest ball to the pin.
Oh, I love the longest one.
I thought you liked close balls.
They're also presenting the Girl Scout Award for the ball driven deepest into the woods.
Ooh.
So, if you can knock...
How deep can you drive it?
Yeah, depending on how far you can knock your balls into the rough.
It's not effective. She took her nails off.
Who? Oh. Yeah. Why'd you do that for?
The Empress. He's talking about me.
Yeah, put your finger on the 8-second button.
Oh, boy.
Does everybody have their finger on the button this month? I'm ready. Oh, wait a minute. Let me get this one ready, too.
For more information, go to kindredspiritshouston.org on that. And... Okay.
We'll talk
I'm
about
done.
That one. Yeah.
Are you done?
Yeah.
I'm supposedly done.
No, you can stay.
Why are you done?
He's done with his announcements.
We've done it for announcements, and so it's time for After Hours Quickie.
It's a quickie.
And
I must be done then too.
Yes. And so
pull yours out. We'll compare.
So for After Hours Quickie
if
tonight,
it's ICOH, it must be another breast.
That's right. That's right. We have
who's
the Empress
the
of ICOH. Regina Dane, the great Dane herself.
Keep your finger on the button.
And, oh my.
Hello, darling.
And we are comparing prestiges between Regina and Chris. And
mine are prettier.
How you doing, Regina?
I have to admit on that when they are.
Oh, shut up, Virgin.
Like anyone listens to you anyway, Virgin.
Who invited him in?
So what's going on with ICOA?
No. Honey. Oh, where do I start?
It must have been a tough night because you've taken your nails off already.
Oh, I didn't even start. I didn't even put them on.
She said the hell with it.
Oh, honey, I raced home from my day job and got in drag and ran over to Tony's Corner Pocket for Carlos's show.
How was that show?
Oh, fabulous.
Good, good, good. I hope you raised lots of money.
I took one for the team.
Uh-oh.
I was taken.
Please.
No, not taken. I was taken. Carlos is daddy of Montrose, and of course, his favorite pastime is to paddle.
Yes. Oh. So.
Somebody got a spanking tonight?
Well, it started with the birthday boy, the bartender.
It was his birthday?
Tomorrow is actually his birthday. We started with him, and that put Carlos in the mood. And he just wanted to paddle everybody in the room.
Wow. So you took one for the team.
Yeah.
It was either
girls got to do what a girl's got to do.
It was either you or Randy, and so he graciously volunteered you.
I think I was one of the first, and there was a whole lot of other people to follow that were stepping to the plate.
Oh, okay. So he was still there fresh when he got
there. Was
to
one young man. I don't know what was his name again. Do you remember the boy? Do you remember the guy?
The little thin one.
The one that was taken from all the daddies.
Oh, that was Tony.
His name was Tony.
And he was taking it from all the daddies.
Yeah, yes, all the daddies of Montrose that were present got to take a swat at this young man,
Wow.
Tony.
And
sounds like
what
fun.
Was so special about this young man?
No, he was there.
His ass is now a Hall of Fame.
Sometimes that's all it takes.
Did we induct him in the ass Hall of Fame?
He even took one from some woman that they were. I don't know whose mother she was, but she was in the audience, and he took one from her.
Oh, let me see that.
Oh.
Tell him to bring that over here.
Oh,
I want to see that.
Yes.
Oh, they're looking at pictures. Robert took pictures.
He took several for the team.
That's looking good.
Tell him
looking good.
Tell him to bring that over here.
Looking
so I
good.
Can see it.
Keep finger on the button.
Oh.
Yes, that.
Well.
Studio off?
Well.
Yes, that chicken had a very tanned hide.
Yes, it did.
I didn't get to see it.
Mm hmm.
Oh.
Now you know how I used to feel strapped to that side of this town.
Okay,
I kept telling y'all to tell him to bring it over here so I could see it. None of y'all listened to me.
Oh,
here we go.
Yeah, see? Okay.
Now, woo!
I can bring it over there so you can see it.
Nice. Very nice.
Sorry.
So how is ICOH these days?
We are fabulous. We are fabulous.
Did a great show last night.
We did. We did a great show for GCAM last night.
Thank you so much.
$400 and something.
$425. Yes.
Congratulations.
Certainly appreciate it. We can certainly use it.
Well, good. Good. We're so glad.
Because shows like this have a big impact on grassroots organizations like GCAM. You know, that much money really does make a difference to an organization like us.
I have to... Okay, I'm gonna way off of subject here, and it has to go back to you, our history.
Yes.
Together, me and you, Jimmy.
Yes.
And, you know, and the fact that long after, 15 years ago, when my first time I was Empress and we gave money to the switchboard.
Yes.
And I didn't know what an impact that made.
It was, we were just
until years and years later,
until
you told me years and years later.
It was something that we had, we were scrambling for the rent. and at that time, we were, you know, asking the members of the switchboard to pitch in because we weren't going to make the rent that month. And out of the blue, because this was not a solicited show from the switchboard. I don't know how you chose the switchboard, but we're certainly glad you did. And all of a sudden, we had all this money. Because you raised a bunch of money. It was big money.
And that's what it's all about. It's all about, you never know.
Mm-hmm.
And that is totally something I believe in, is you never know that every dollar somewhere along the way, I believe, trickles down to have an impact on somebody.
It did. You wouldn't believe there were board members in tears
and that is why every time I'm on stage and doing what I do and performing, and I take a dollar and I put it in a bucket or a basket or a box, I believe that somewhere along the way that money is going to get to the people it needs to get to.
Yes.
And help them do what they need to do, and help them have a better life, help other people in some way or some fashion.
Yeah, because much like the switchboard, GKM is a group of people who are dedicated to preserving the history.
Absolutely.
That's what the focus of the people who were involved with the organization are. The focus is not raising money, and it's something we've got to do. Just like the switchboard, the people with the switchboard wanted to be on the phone, you know, solving problems, listening to people's problems, and the raising of the money part was something that they had to do to keep the thing going. So, yes, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
So, what's on the agenda now?
Okay, now I have to get back to the business at hand.
Yes.
For ICOH, our schedule of events... Starting actually tomorrow.
Well, later on today, actually.
It is later on today. We mm-hmm. We have crossed the 12 o'clock.
We have crossed over, haven't we, girl? It's at past midnight.
Speak for yourself. Yes, I've had a few, but I don't think I'm that far gone.
A few what?
I meant it's past midnight.
Okay.
What the hell was that sound coming out of you?
It was a gurgle. It was a little gurgle thing.
You got something stuck in your throat?
Yeah, we know what it is,
too. A queer Chewbacca just came into the room.
Chewie, calm down.
Gurgle, what the?
Focus, queen.
I'm focusing. Okay, I'm focusing. Because I have the paper right here in front of me.
And because I know my problem is I was at a show all night.
Yes.
And people were giving me shots and drinks. You don't drink, so you don't have it. I don't know what your problem is.
Well, Stanley's in town.
Oh. Okay. Says enough said.
That's how people react when I say that. Okay.
All right.
You're doing something special at Tony's Corner Pocket, aren't you?
Yes, tomorrow afternoon from 4 to 8 p.m.,
mm-hmm.
ICOH will be bartending and serving dinner from 4 to 8 at Tony's Corner Pocket.
That's fabulous. And that's going to
be something that we're going to probably do monthly.
And that's benefiting the RAIN, which is PWA Holiday Charities.
Yay.
Yes. And, of course, Lexi Bowen.
Flipping my calendar.
Mm-hmm. Flip that thing, girl.
Oh, I flip a lot. Sorry.
Beep.
Yes.
TMI.
Not really.
No.
Wait, did I flip too soon?
No, I flipped too soon. No, wait, we have things going on the last weekend of March.
Yes, we do.
I flipped too soon.
Yes, we do.
Way too soon. Okay. Tuesday night, this is not really a public event, but it's something that the membership is doing as a social function.
Yes.
They used to call it Emperor's Night Out, mm-hmm. and it is something started by Mark Cohen, Apollo Emperor 4, and the membership is going to meet for cocktail first and then be taken to a surprise location. And I think it's, you've been there before, I think the last time.
Ooh.
You participated.
Oh, good, because that is a wonderful, wonderful event, if it's what I think it is. Oh, good. It's a lot, hell of a lot of
bird,
fun.
A little bird told me that he's going to do that again.
Mm-hmm.
They'll be doing that, and that's on Tuesday night. Okay. They'll be meeting at 6 o'clock at EJ's before they go to do that. But next Friday night, the 27th,
What is she?
Grand Duchess.
Grand douchebag.
She is the big douche.
Yeah. Okay. That's what they said last night. Yeah. Figured that was the
Grand Duchess. Yeah. Grand Duchess, but AKA lovingly known as the big douche. Carrie Christopher and her very close friend and new court member, Jackie Scott, will be doing a show at Tony's Corner Pocket next Friday night at 8 p.m.
Called
Cause I Can.
Yeah.
It's all about being a bitch.
Well, that should work out just great.
Yeah. I like it.
Carrie and Jackie both participated last night in the GCAM show. So, and she was wearing those jeans again.
Which she's not supposed to wear.
Oh. Well, there's so much of her.
Her husband told her not to wear
them. Well, there's so little left of those jeans.
I know that's why her husband told her not to wear them. But.
Yes.
She's the kind of girl that doesn't listen.
I like her. The next night.
Next night. Saturday night, the 28th. March the 28th. Mark your calendars.
You better mark it, because this is the one to go to.
This is probably going to be a fabulous, fabulous show.
Oh, yeah.
At EJ's, 8 o'clock, three of our court members.
Yes.
Imperial Prince, Randy Hatcher, and Grand Duke, Roberto Candelaria, and Christina Martinez.
Baron.
Christina Martinez, who you might know as
she's becoming Miss Everything.
Yes, she's the owner and proprietor of the Rainbow Pages and a member of ICOH. They are going to be putting on a show that I've been trying to sort out what I'm going to do that night, just to be in theme. Mm-hmm. They have a show called Night at the Speakeasy. An evening of hot jazz and big bands.
Yeah, that's going to be fun. Music from the 20s. That's one of my favorite eras.
I have found... It's amazing how much, actually, music that has been re-recorded from the 20s.
You bet.
That is actually popular.
I was not there. However, Stanley was born in that era.
Oh.
Yeah, right.
He was. He was born in 1927.
Sorry.
Okay. Stanley's going to hurt.
And moving on.
It's true.
He's asleep right now. He's not listening.
So, in other words, he's going to be real nostalgic for him when we hit the Depression, because he's been through it once.
Yeah.
Ay, ay, ay.
Yes.
Chris, that was harsh.
He saved up that one. Yeah.
Save it up,
girl.
Save it up for your kids. Then the following... We have busy weekends all the time. And the next night, on the 29th, afternoon from 4 to 8 p.m., we're going to be bartending and serving food at EJ's.
Oh.
Yeah, we're going to be doing once a month... We're so good at serving it.
That's what I hear.
That we're actually going to be doing a regular monthly bartending and food service at both Tony's and EJ's.
Ah, wow.
They want us.
Yeah.
We're so good.
You're so good.
April.
What are you doing for Easter, honey?
Oh, honey. I have got things going on. We actually haven't confirmed what they're going to be. The themes of the shows are going to be.
Mm-hmm.
But on Friday, April the 3rd, mm-hmm. I will be hosting a show at the BRB
mm-hmm.
At 9 p.m.
Okay.
And that's Friday night. Then on the 5th, April the 5th, a Sunday, at Tony's Corner Pocket at 6 p.m. I know, it sounds very, very early, people. But it's a Sunday.
Yeah.
It's good to be out early on a Sunday.
You bet. It's a school night.
Ginger Vitus and Rose are hosting a show called... Are hosting a show called Girls Gone Bad.
I'm just trying to imagine Ginger and Rose hosting a show together.
Get ready.
Ooh.
Even
without alcohol, that could be dangerous.
Oh, honey.
That's why it ain't called Girls Gone Good.
Exactly.
Or Girls Gone Wild.
Right, they're beyond wild.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
They're bad. They're bad. They've gone bad. They went bad altogether, huh? They went bad and never came back.
Mm-hmm. And so what's Icy Wage doing for Easter?
Are we having an Easter egg hunt?
We actually, the night before mm-hmm. Easter on Saturday the 11th, we actually have a show booked at a Crocker the night before. We haven't decided an actual theme for mm-hmm. that show, but we do have that date booked.
Okay.
And then on Easter Sunday.
Yes.
Which is, as most everybody knows, is the date of Bunnies on the Bayou.
Yeah, thank you for that.
Bunnies on the Bayou, and
I was worried she was going to use the original title. Bunnies on the Bayou, yes.
You wanted me to go there.
Moi?
You did.
Jimmy,
don't get me in trouble, Jimmy.
Jimmy, you instigator.
I don't need any help.
I usually don't. I'm being good. I'm trying to...
You are.
I'm trying to process.
It's amazing.
Keep myself...
I have tried to go to you several times, and
Wait, let me talk about that, and then I'm going to get on to different something else.
Okay.
Bunnies on the Bayou,
mm-hmm.
On Easter Sunday, we are very, very honored to once again, actually, ICOH's Lexi Bowen Community Fund is one of the beneficiaries mm-hmm. of Bunnies on the Bayou. So, once again, ICOH will be, the members of ICOH will be bartending at Bunnies on the Bayou.
Fabulous.
So, we've actually been given, supposedly, a place of prime real estate to work it and do what we do.
Yes. I've done that a couple of years. It's really a lot of fun.
All those crazy people at Bunnies on the Bayou doing their thing.
Okay. There's an event coming up later on this evening, late, that I wanted to mention, because I got an email from Valentino Capri
mm-hmm.
that this weekend, Yesenia St. James and I will be performing at the Mr. and Miss Gay Houston U.S. of A. pageant, and we're extending invitations to anyone who would like to attend that Sunday, the 22nd. At Club Crystal off 59 and Hillcroft. The pageant starts at 10 p.m. I know that's a little late, but those pageants out there do start late. And love to see you all there.
They pronounce it Crystal.
Oh, oops. Club Crystal.
Oh.
Thank you.
That way it sounds fancier. It's champagne, not
that's just too fancy for me.
It's Crystal, not like
mm-hmm.
you know.
It's not Crystal.
Crystal Rayleigh Love or something.
No.
Yeah. Okay.
Because that's just cheap. Oh, sorry.
You can pay me for that intro line later.
Is she listening? Yes, I was talking about you.
Oh, hell no, she's passed out by now.
Yeah, she probably is. She was looking pretty... She was headed on the downhill earlier at Carlos's show.
So what else do you have, dear?
Oh.
Yet you have magnificent tatas. Yes, you do.
On this show, they're bodacious tatas.
Oh, bodacious tatas.
Wait, I've never been formally introduced to someone.
Who?
Wes? Wes Laverne is the After Hours intern.
And if the FCC calls, he's the one who's actually on the board tonight, so...
But Chris told me to do it.
Okay.
Wes is fabulous.
Oh.
Yes.
You're dirtier.
He does look kind of fabulous.
Yes.
He stopped listening.
And he works at where? What's the place he works at?
Planet Ford.
Oh, Planet Ford, yeah.
Working it.
Yeah. I must have missed the memo. I thought we're commercial free.
No, we are commercial free, but I wanted to mention that because...
You just want to plug Wes one
way. No.
Well, that's beside the point. Or is that the point?
That's a rather personal comment. I'd like to mention places that are gay friendly. And
Planet Ford is definitely gay friendly.
Certainly that. So we like to tell the people.
Do you want to sell me a car?
Mm-hmm.
I'll give you my business card later.
My car is 12 years old.
I am sure you two can do business together.
Oh,
if you like Ford, I'll sell you a new car.
All my cars have been financed through Ford Motor Credit.
There you go.
Wow. Okay. So, anything else, dear?
We'll talk more later.
We've got the bears that are waiting in the wings.
There's people waiting behind.
Yes, yes.
They're telling me.
In fact, My little friend back here also works for Ford.
Oh, really?
Yes.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Great. I'm feeling very Cyndi Lauper during the... I got jingling jewelry. I feel very Cyndi Lauper during the We Are the World recording. Y'all know all that, you know that story? While they were recording the World, they kept hearing all this noise, and they didn't understand what it was, and it was Cyndi Lauper's jewelry.
Speaking of jingles... Here comes Merlin with his jingle.
Oh.
And they had to tell her to take it off. I feel like they record the fucking...
Woo!
I was trying to be so good. I was like... I didn't say it. I didn't do it. I'm getting out of here. I'm leaving.
Does that mean you don't have anything that night?
We love you. What night is that?
So what that means is it's blank.
Woo!
Uh-huh.
Okay.
At this point in time.
Oh, okay. Oh, I think he's planning something for that light.
That's Mr. Primetors.
Oh. Yeah.
It's not on my
calendar. April the 25th?
Yeah, April the 25th. Mm-hmm. Mr. Primetors.
Yeah, nobody's going to do anything.
That's Mr. Primetors.
Yeah.
Which one? We announced that earlier.
Unless they do it at the Ripcord.
Well, if there's one person running, then there's going to be a short event, so we can do afterwards.
Well,
Jimmy,
you have
exactly.
True.
Jimmy, yeah. Everybody does it at the Ripcord.
Start late.
I've never done it at the.
That's not what I've heard.
Wait a minute.
Okay.
Never mind.
Let's not go there.
Let's go to the Louis video.
Let's not go there.
And roll the Louis video.
I think we have a slideshow.
Oh, I am so glad those pictures aren't up yet.
We can
make phone calls.
EJ's on Sunday.
No. Oh, God, no. Oh, my, no. Okay.
Here, Jimmy, I don't want to mess up my lipstick. Would you do this for me?
You know, at my age, I'll be a proxy. You know, if that's what it takes to get it.
And that's why we've nominated him for Mr. Golden Knee Pads of the year 2009.
And he'll probably get it for 2010.
I'm going to try. We must have a piece of music.
We can take a collection and buy you a beer.
Jimmy, are you saying you want a break?
I need a break. Yes, I do.
All right, we'll take a quick 3 minutes.
Okay.
I got a 3 minute.
I want to thank ICOH for being here. We've got the Bears coming up next, and Gigi is waiting in the wings.
Fun. Are we ready?
Kill the mics. Go to music.
Darling, you complete me, but you make a lot of assumptions. And when you assume things, you make an ass out of you and me. Don't make an ass out of me. We belong together, and you know that I'm right. Why do you play with said it never died. How could you love me and leave me and never say goodbye?
Keep patting stuff down, Jimmy. You'll find it later. He was frisking the table. Then who was that?
That was, where'd it go? That was me first and the Gimme Gimmies.
Ah.
Doing End of the Road. We did one of their songs before
Wes
the show
has
started.
Wes discovered that group, and he's very excited about them.
Well, I figured I'd do a second one. I really liked it.
One of theirs I like is Natural Woman. Got a bunch of guys singing, "You Make Me Feel Like a Natural Woman."
Yeah, it's the last one on this.
Yeah,
CD.
It's great. Just great. Especially since they're straight guys.
They're straight guys?
Yeah.
Well, what the hell is this doing in your bag?
Because they do a lot of gay-themed music.
Because it's men singing natural... I am a... You make me feel like a natural woman.
Well, still, I mean, everything else in his bag is all
yes,
gay
yes.
artist and everything.
Well, that's because it has gay content.
Okay.
It's approved by J.D. Doyle.
Oh, is it now?
Yeah.
Okay. What do you got in there with you?
And the crowd went silent.
Yes.
Who's in there with you?
I think we're just trying to stretch for a long time.
We've got.
Oh, wait a minute.
I figured we.
Before we do that.
Yes.
It's a little early.
You think so?
Within time, but you know.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's why I was hoping we were going to banter long enough that we'll get to the top of the hour, and then I guess.
Oh, okay. Well, we can banter for a little bit, I guess.
See that?
Of course, we always banter.
It seems like it here lately. We have Robert Kahn and Lloyd Powell. And, or Lloyd Powell and Robert Kahn, however you want.
Pick one.
And I'm looking at...
The amazing thing...
I was wondering why Lloyd looks so strange, and then I realized it's because you've got a full beard, and, a full goatee, and no mustache. And it looks different. It looks kind of Amish or something.
Strange.
You
said strange the first time.
You know what's the amazing thing? He's the one getting all flustered like that, and he was the only one of us that wasn't at the Ripcord tonight.
That's true.
Right.
Yes, there was.
But then again,
I wasn't there.
Stanley wasn't down.
You know, that's right. He hung around with Stanley, then hung around with Judy.
Oh, wait. It was Stanley and Stanley's Republican business partners.
Oh, they don't know he's gay.
Give me a break. Yeah.
Was this a birdcage situation?
No, we have dinner with them every time he's in town.
And do you have to dress?
No, I dress just like this.
Oh, okay.
I refuse to. I refuse to tone it down. No.
You're listening to After Hours, Queer Radio with Attitude on listener-sponsored commercial-free Pacifica Radio for the Gulf Coast, KPFT Houston, 90.1 FM, 89.5 Galveston, and always the World Wide Web at kpft.org. Now broadcasting in high definition. Don't know why the hell this show is in high definition.
Anyway.
For more information, go to kpft.org and find out what we're broadcasting over there. Right now it's the BBC.
Oh.
Sorry to break the surprise.
Damn.
So was that enough
to enter? I just had an interesting phone call.
I doubt it, but let's hear it.
You know, you spoke of Natural Woman. We just had a request for it.
Silence.
From my lips to someone else's lips.
So, told him I'd go ahead and play it for him after this is over.
Nothing.
Jimmy decides to say nothing and bows out of the room. Yeah.
You know, and he said he was a big supporter, so, hey, for a big supporter, I'll do anything.
Yeah, but did he anything? Have to say whether it was an athletic?
I was going to see a large, well-filled supporter.
Interesting.
So, what are you guys up to?
I'm taking a nap.
I think we're all still recovering from Louie over on this side.
No kidding. I was the second hardest working person at Louie.
You certainly were.
Or was Jimmy
according
just
to Scott anyway.
Or was Jimmy just working hard it. Things?
How did I get such a reputation?
Right place at the right time.
You worked for it.
Well, I did do that. It just seemed that every time I was on my knees, I looked up and Scott was, you know, like somewhere behind me and caught me all the time.
Well, I only caught you once, but the one time I caught you, it took me a moment to realize who it was because your head was moving so fast.
I do. Someone once told me, "Oh my God, you're a machine," and I do tend to do that. Yeah.
Did the whips make you an honorary whip at least?
No, they didn't, and they should have.
He probably got
an honorary woman in power.
Well, I would. They started the proxy thing.
Oh.
Yeah, and I was it.
We couldn't figure out how to do a woman's Texas pinning, so...
Yeah.
Well, the Bears are working on a video for that, so...
Oh.
You know we are sick and twisted, so...
Yeah. Jimmy had to take one for the team and do pinning by
person. Oh, boy, I took several for the team.
I bet you did.
I was proud to do it. Yes, I was.
Kevin was disappointed. I think he got the bronze this year.
Oh, well.
Oh.
The bronze knee pads?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think Russ won the silver.
Well, you know, after your video last year.
Yes. Yes.
Oh, my goodness. I couldn't imagine what you could do to top that.
I don't get to see those, unfortunately.
You know, Jimmy, I went to Southern Decadence with Kevin one year.
Did you?
Oh, yes. Have you ever tried to get into a restaurant when Kevin's dressed in nothing but black fishnet?
Oh, dear God.
We were turned down by 5 restaurants in a row on Bourbon Street next to the girly shows.
Imagine that.
Can you blame them?
Mercy.
That was my first Southern Decadence and most interesting, I must admit. You should try going with Kevin someday.
Oh, I don't know about that. I don't know about that.
Well, you know, the rest of the return trips was sans Kevin, so.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It would be unsanitary to have at the table.
It's Southern Decadence. What are you looking for sanitary for?
You sanitize before you go.
Yeah, that's trying to find the napkin at Louie. Right.
Just pull the hanky out of your back pocket, Jimmy.
Then people will not know what I want.
Wipe it off and then put it back, man.
Oh, okay.
That handkerchief is sacred.
Well, then you need to Yeah, call and get a bear. What was it? A fur wow.
A fur wow. Yes. Fur wow. Yeah. Yes.
It'll soak up anything.
Woo! No, we have Jimmy.
You guys. You could hit that 8-second button for that.
That was FCC legal.
Yeah. So you guys are here to promote the Bears, or that's the impression I got.
I guess yes. So. Remember,
you got them all flustered.
Lloyd is taking a nap.
I'm taking a nap.
Okay.
Actually, before we go into the Bears things, what I'm doing is I'm holding my BlackBerry here, and I've got this calendar up, and I'm trying to keep it from going dark because I actually want to promote two things here real quick that have nothing to do with the Bears.
Okay.
It's just that, and these are both for Woodja, who's running for Prime Choice, because he's doing a great job of raising money.
He is.
And because Robert and I are actually helping with a couple of these events. On the 4th of April at 7 o'clock over at Baba Yaga, there's the dinner, which is a roast for Gary, Big Gary, bartender, manager.
No, I didn't know about this.
Ripcord. Yeah, you can stop at Black Hawk Leather and pick up your ticket for dinner and for the roast for $25.
Wow!
And you know Gary's been over there forever and ever.
Yeah,
and some of us have some
what date is that again?
Tales to tell. April 4th.
4/4.
Well, I have to make sure my straight son's here. He absolutely adores Gary. Gary protects him while he's in the ripcord and, you know, keeps him from being harassed in the whole nine yards. And
yeah,
and he thinks Gary's just like the cat's meow.
Oh, wait a minute. I got that backwards, didn't I?
Yeah, you did.
Oh, wait. Scratch everything I've just said. That event is actually on April the 10th. Friday, April the 10th.
Okay.
I am so sorry. Friday, April the 10th is the roast for Big Gary.
Okay, and that's okay. At Baba Yaga's.
Yes.
Yeah, it's 7 at Baba Yaga.
Okay.
It's upstairs, and I think it's called the Jasmine Room or something like
it's
that.
It's very nice space.
April the 4th. Is when they're doing the Daddy Boy auction.
Ooh.
And
Robert
and I will be the MCs and auctioneers for the evening.
Oh.
Yeah. So we'll be handling
so
that.
So you won't be in it, Robert?
No.
Damn. I've seen him in underwear. Oh my God.
They'll be banging the gavel.
I have too.
Yeah. Well,
Jimmy, you got your bib on in there?
I do want to take a second, though, and say that all throughout Louis, Robert did work his butt off. Every time I saw him, it was doing Louis work.
Yeah,
you know,
as secretary,
you got to quit so you could have a Louis that you can have fun.
Well, normally for Louis, registration ends on Saturday afternoon or Saturday morning, and then I get to enjoy the rest of Saturday and Sunday. Especially the unofficial, official after-hours party on Sunday after the show.
Oh, I really, yes, that's the best part.
This year, unfortunately,
we have pictures.
Because of work, I had to leave that Sunday and fly to Boston for a week in zero-degree weather and 11 inches of snow.
Oh, joy.
So, I didn't get to have any fun this Louis.
Especially with having to count all the extra people we had at this Louis that we were not expecting.
Yeah. Yeah, boy, that was a surprise.
That was a beautiful thing.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah.
And we had the venues that could fit them, too, this year with the tents and things like that. That
the
was
blue diaphragm.
Really spectacular.
That was the official verdict. It's now called, what was it, Tony's?
Yeah.
It's referred to as the blue diaphragm.
Oh, great. Yeah. I was inside of it.
Uh-huh. You're just a little sperm floating around in the blue diaphragm.
Oh, my second favorite liquid.
You do realize you have half the board here at the table.
Yes, as a matter of fact.
God, yeah.
Both vice presidents and the secretary of Houston Council of Clubs.
Yeah.
We had a definite quorum over the Ripcord. Scott was there.
Wow.
Well, at least for another month.
Right.
Yeah, what is this about Chair Dude stepping down?
Well, it's time to, you know, it's a 2-year term.
Yeah.
And he's had that 2-year term 3 times. So he's been Chair Dude for 6 years.
Okay.
And he's just decided that he doesn't want to be nominated again. It's time for him to...
Well, he has a new job also, and he's trying to work on that new job. And
okay.
Yeah. I mean, he He has the top two attendance records in the 30s in the 36 years of Louis.
Yeah,
he's number one and number two.
As what?
Of attendance.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He beat it. This was the largest crowd ever.
Wow.
And then two years ago we had the second largest crowd.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
So.
Yeah, we had 1,129 attendees this year.
Wow. That's a lot of folks.
That's a lot of folks, you bet.
Wow.
You bet. I think we took care of them pretty well.
Yes. Yes, indeed. I don't believe I saw anybody unhappy.
No.
I tried to keep smiles on everyone's faces.
No doubt on
it's
that one.
It's all about the Southern Hospital.
That's right. That's right. That's why they keep coming back.
That's right.
And bringing their friends.
Yes.
And, I mean, we had, what, six countries?
Five countries. Five countries, I think, 33 different states of the United States. Right at 200 different cities.
Wow.
So and how many different organizations do you remember?
I think it was 106.
106 different organizations.
That's part of the stuff you saw him doing was crunching all the numbers.
Yeah.
Just give Scott the envelopes.
Yes.
Yeah. Just one of the little things you do.
And the hardest part is not letting anybody else know until Scott knows on Sunday. Because he doesn't even know until Sunday.
Wow.
So.
Yeah, because all we knew going into it was...
We were running out of pens.
The meeting before it was like we had 700 and something pre-registered online. And then another, 400 and something people showed up at the door. It's like...
God, would it ever come to a point where you'd have to, like, say... I'm sorry.
Well, it kind of got there this time, but we kept letting them come in. So, I mean,
you can come in, but we can't give you a pin.
We were giving them last year's pin when we ran out of pins. So,
yeah,
which is sad that they don't have the pin for this year, but they still could enjoy everything.
And
so.
Just think how valuable this year's pin is
going
to be.
It is now a collector's item.
It'll be worth
thank goodness
GCAN
has one already.
Yes,
so.
They do. Yes, and thank you so much for that. Yes.
Well, that's one of the great things about this city. All the different organizations come together. We honestly, in all the cities that I know of, that I'm aware of, I don't see the fundraising going on that we have here. All the different organizations working together. And we're here to talk about the Houston Area Bears. And even though the Houston Area Bears is strictly a social organization, even we choose a charity every year, and we raise funds for that charity.
And you assist in other...
We assist other organizations with their fundraising, too. But, so it's every organization. They do something to raise money for charity in this city. So, when it comes to getting together once a year to put on a party that has nothing to do with charity, that is strictly about us getting together and having a good time, I mean, it's still charitable because if you don't live here, you come and everything is free to
you. That's right.
So, it's just it's a wonderful thing the way the organizations work together to do that. And what probably a lot of people don't realize, just like Scott has been chair dude for 6 years, Scott gets no vote. He's supposed to break ties if there ever is one. But all of us people who work on the board, we don't get a vote. It is strictly, each organization that is a member club of Houston Council Clubs gets one vote on everything that we do. And everybody just comes because they want to. They join, the clubs join because they want to. They want to work. They want to put on this party. They want to be part of it.
And the auxiliary clubs that are members, they don't have a vote.
They don't have a vote, and they come in and they work just as hard, if not harder, Louis Weekend.
You've got ICOH and Arisa's, with food.
Oh, my God.
And the other groups with cocktail receptions.
Just a few years ago, food wasn't nearly as much a part of Louis
as
it is now. Well, I mean, I say a few years. I can go back 7, 8, 9, 10 years.
That's when the big men showed. When the big men started showing up, apparently food.
That's right.
Food grew.
Certainly dessert.
We used to just do dinner on Saturday at the BRB, but now that we've grown to this fabulous lunch you know, on
right.
Saturday and,
six, breakfast, on
and
Saturday.
Breakfast on Saturday. That's wonderful. Done by the 611. You know, it's just become a major thing, and that makes it even a much greater value to the attendees.
You bet.
Whether or not they pay the $15.
Yeah. Yes, out-of-town people are going to get taken care of. All they have to do is find a place to stay, and they've got refreshments, they've got food, they've got fun.
Yeah.
I mean, the $15.
They've got Jimmy.
Yeah.
They've got
a bus to take them to the venues.
Right.
I mean,
right.
It's just an incredible situation.
As long as we look at it, we get the cute, cubbish looking guy, cubbish bearish.
Oh, God, that young bear from San Antonio.
Which one?
The one who was.
I don't know which one. What
had the tray and was serving the drinks, and he would. Every time he did this, he'd walk through the crowd and they'd lick his pits. You know, it was just, it's just really, really
This
funny.
Must have been Sunday because I wasn't there.
Yeah, it was. Okay. It was at EJ's.
See,
yeah.
Another thing I missed.
Lord, I was sick as a dog. I did two laps on the bus after Rich's and I went home.
I ended up doing something to him later on.
Gee, what a surprise.
Get ready on the button over there.
Oh, my.
Well, I think Sunday was actually, this year was the best fun I've ever
that
had.
That was really. Fun. Some people, I've heard some people say, boy, it was really crowded at EJ's. I said, yeah,
yes,
wasn't it
sure
great?
It was.
Wasn't that great? Oh, my God.
It was reminiscent of a typical Friday or Saturday night at the Ripcord 20 years ago.
Uh-huh.
You
mm-hmm.
know.
Careful, you're moving past the G-rated right there.
Oh, just, it's much fun as the...
You start talking Ripcord 20 years ago, we'll all get in trouble.
Yeah,
I was
just
talking about how thick the crowd was.
Yeah.
How thick the crowd was.
It would literally take 20 minutes to move from the patio to the front door.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And you always had a smile on your face when you got there.
Absolutely. I'm smiling thinking about it.
It's like, well, I mean, the Ripcord during Louis was kind of packed. We were trying to get our back to the reception.
Yeah.
And the only way I was able to get people to get out of the way is I had Victor in front of me. He was carrying the supplies. And I was standing behind him. I kept yelling, "Fat man with alcohol!" And after a couple of times saying it, it parted.
Of course.
It like the Red Sea.
Yeah, it parted like the Red Sea. We were able to get back to our reception.
Mm-hmm. I don't think the fat man had anything to do with it. I think it was the alcohol.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That was almost as fun as the Olympic vodka run I did at Tony's on Friday night.
Oh, my God. How many bottles of vodka did we go through?
Eight.
Wow.
We only ordered five.
And I came back running the last one like it was an Olympic torch there.
I understand.
Well, you know, it was the first cocktail party of Louis, and there were just a lot of thirsty people.
The Bears had 10 bottles, and I think we went through them in like 20 minutes.
Yeah. Boy.
Lots of people there.
Yeah.
You know, has anybody ever approached the distributors to get that donated?
That's a whole different subject.
It's a tricky situation.
It's very tricky because of TABC and the fact that we're in a bar scene.
Yeah.
Getting beyond that, has anybody ever?
I don't know.
Probably
I don't
at some
know.
Point someone's mentioned
no,
it.
We,
but
well, no, I don't think we've approached that. No. And
well, you know.
There's a lot of stuff that's always talked about and put into consideration and put into play, but it's one of those things that there's a lot of stuff you have to tread lines in with Louis and with some of these antiquated anal TABC and other Texas laws that we have that makes it an unfortunate situation of what you have to. To look on what language we can use when we're talking about certain things that we do, and some of the comings and goings with it, you have to, tap dance,
mm-hmm.
and it's one of those things that it's hard to say what can or can't be.
The reason I was asking that question is it suddenly occurred to me that I have recently seen distributors of a certain product, a newer product, in the bars lately. I don't know that the word giving away is correct because I really don't know what the arrangement is, and I didn't inquire. Okay.
The way Texas law is, they wouldn't be able to give anything away, but you know, if someone out there would be willing to give, you know,
top shelf for well pricing.
Well, I'm sure that it's...
The big thing is the biggest thing that's going to come out of that is how the taxes are going to get back to the state of Texas.
Yeah.
If anything like that can be worked out, then yeah, that's...
I think they already have that worked out.
Yeah.
That's why I brought that up, because I've seen that very thing. But let's move on and talk about that in another video.
Please. Yeah. Yeah.
So, right. Bear Watch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bear Watch.
Bear Watch 10, nonetheless.
This is something I've never been to, and every time I say that near a bear or someone who has been to it, it's like,
something, you know, Jimmy's so never been to?
This must be a hot thing. It must be a hot event.
It's a fun thing. It's definitely enjoyment.
Mm-hmm.
On many aspects.
For those of you who did not see that, he kind of looked over at Lloyd and going, what type of word should I use?
I kind of like that delicate dance around that whole subject, by the way. Yeah.
Well, our theme this year is mutiny on the booty. Take that any way you want.
Things that make you go,
arr. It is a pirate theme. We do have a little theme every year.
Mm-hmm.
And, wow, what can we say about that?
I don't know, but my mind went 10 different directions.
A bunch of bears swashbuckling their sabers.
Exactly.
Galveston supposedly had several pirates land on the island anyway.
Oh,
so
yes.
Right. It has a pirate history.
John Lafitte lived there for a while.
Yes.
He had a home there.
So, but this is our 10th year to do Bear Watch.
Mm-hmm.
And like Lloyd had said earlier, we do have a charity that we identify every year. This year we have Hatch again as our charity, and and proceeds from Bear Watch go to Hatch.
Fabulous.
So,
but for those out there who do not know, Hatch is the GLBT queer youth group. How's that?
Yeah, that's a good term actually, because queer encompasses more than just gay and lesbian.
It's a group of for people who are 13 through 21, and it's support and
social
activities and
it's the first Saturday of the month on this show.
Yes, it is. That Hatch is here.
Well, it's a wonderful group. I've always loved the idea of Hatch, and I know so many of us would be so much better off, or would have been from a much younger age if we had had a group like that around.
No kidding.
But, they get a portion of the proceeds from Bear Watch. Right now, registration is, $75?
Right now, until the end of this month, till the 31st of this month, is $75.
Mm-hmm.
You can register at bearwatch.net, which is pretty easy to remember.
Mm-hmm.
Or you can go to the Houston Area Bears website, houstonareabears.com, and get a link to bearwatch.net.
Mm-hmm.
But
also from that site, you can register for your hotel room. Directly from that site.
Yeah.
Oh.
We will be at a wonderful place called Inn at the Water Park.
Mm-hmm.
And we take the entire hotel for the weekend.
Wow.
The entire hotel.
And I've heard that people that want to go to Bear Watch, actually, if they don't get their registration in early, they might not get a room there and have to go
elsewhere. That's a possibility. Yeah.
Overflow.
Overflow.
We usually have some kind of connection with another hotel, mm-hmm. or in at the water park we'll recommend a secondary place.
So folks, but, you know, if you plan on going to Bear Watch, register now.
But or you'll have to buddy up with somebody at a hotel room.
That's true.
Yeah.
Oh, wouldn't that be
such
horrible?
A bad idea?
Yeah. It's a great idea. Mm.
I'm surprised the website doesn't suggest that. You know, you can just
Well, actually, there is. I think there's a forum where you can post
like, hey, I'm
looking for a roommate.
Put me with somebody.
Yeah.
We let them work that out themselves. We don't get
good
involved
idea.
In that.
You
know,
good idea.
You know, I could just see the details on this forum.
you know, all the younger bears are very much high tech. I'm one of the old guys. I don't do all that stuff.
Oh, tell me, I'm such a 20th century guy.
Yeah, but they're very.
He says he's low tech.
I know,
but he's sitting
playing
here
with
playing with a BlackBerry.
Yeah, I know. I don't even know what a BlackBerry is.
The thing that's in his hand there.
It's
Jimmy.
The thing you put on an English muffin.
Well, actually, I had to look in his hands to see if he was holding a piece of techno or he named something BlackBerry.
No, he was. He was, you know, doing the little thing. And
blueberry, raspberry, whatever, strawberry.
Yeah, yeah, whatever.
But just a typical bear watch.
Yeah.
Right. It's going to be a weekend full of fun and activities.
Okay.
I mean, it basically
beach parties,
starts.
Pool parties, foam pit.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, no, they brought that back. A bubble pit.
Foam pit. Huh?
Yes. Last year, for the first time, we had the foam pit, and it's in a little section right next to the swimming pool on Saturday night.
Uh-huh.
Which the Saturday night swim party is like the high event of the weekend. And so to have the foam pit right next to the pool, it makes for a very steamy event.
Ooh.
Maybe that would be a good
way
to put it.
Yeah,
I
can see that.
I have two words when it comes to foam pit.
Lost clothing?
No. But we could add that in
those
later.
Work. Those work very well, yes.
Are baby oil and water before you go in?
Actually, the liquid that we use to make the foam is really gentle to your body. It's not the real harsh stuff that a lot of people use.
Yeah.
So, and it comes off very easily by just jumping in the pool.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. And a hospitality suite?
Uh-huh.
Hospitality suite's basically, you know, alcohol and hang out a little bit.
Okay.
It's, you know. Pretty much the typical thing, though, is, and this year is going to be, you know, well, just to backpedal a little bit, you know, after Hurricane Ike and so much of the island just being destroyed,
mm-hmm.
we weren't sure how we were going to do things this year, because typically on Friday night we'll be in a bar.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we bus everybody from the hotel to a bar, and we pay for that transportation. But and we've been kind of tossing things around, and then someone offered us an option where there's actually a new bar opening in the upstairs portion of an old bar. And that bar is actually closing down for the night and letting us have a completely private party there.
Wow.
Which we've actually been in this space before, and we know that we will fill the space, and it will be rocking.
Wow.
And when we have a private party, we have.
I like the way he adjusts the neck on his shirt while he's talking about that.
Okay, two things. How many people usually attend this event?
Last year was 234.
Yeah. Wow.
So it's not a massive event like Louis is, and we don't want it to turn into an event like Louis. We want it to stay smaller so that you can actually interact and mix with people and actually meet people.
And actually talk.
And talk.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And get to know these people. I mean, because we have people come in from all over the country. I mean, we have people from New Jersey, Philadelphia, California. We had people from Washington State last year.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people from around Texas and Louisiana, Oklahoma.
Sure.
So we want these people to build relationships so that, I mean, you build friends from it, and I mean it's just a weekend, but it's a starting point for you to do that.
I don't think you mentioned when this is going to happen.
It is May 15th through 17th.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
But basically, from the time you get there Friday evening until you leave on Sunday, all of your meals are provided.
Mm.
So
that's nice.
What? Okay.
I was joking.
Oh. All of your meals are provided. You know, there's the hospitality suite there for, you know, some of your refreshments.
Yeah.
Yeah. So between your meals, a private party Friday night, we do, it's always a really fun party at the beach
mm-hmm.
on Saturday during the day. And this year we'll probably have, we've just got some special activities. A limited number of special activities planned, you know, to
pirate
go along
theme.
With the pirate theme.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah. We're
knowing the imagination that comes out of the two of you.
Well, we're not the only ones. And
there's
I tell
there's
you
actually a committee of 10 members from Houston Area Bears that actually are the committee that organized Bear Watch.
You're talking about an organization that doesn't have a single president. They use a three-person
That's
committee.
True.
So you don't think they do anything in a small group.
Well, you see, I know the imaginations of these two, and I'm trying to imagine eight more.
Carlos is part of one of them. So.
Oh.
And I will tell you, there are some talented, very talented people that are part of that committee.
Yeah.
So, and the fellow who heads up the committee is just amazing. He's really been instrumental, I think, in, uh-huh. in you know, putting forward some new things that have really helped Bear Watch mm-hmm. grow over the last few years.
Wonderful.
So, yeah. I'm, you know, like I said, I'm one of the old guys around the Bears these days. And it's true. The fact is we have a lot of younger members coming in these days.
That's great.
It is wonderful.
Yeah.
It is truly wonderful because, you know, there's guys that want to be involved in things. And I'd like to see this all over our community, you know, see a younger generation come in to take up once we decide we need to go sit in the recliner for a while.
Well, you know, I've often mentioned it when I've talked about you two on the air that you've been involved in the community for decades now. And
actually, I guess it is.
Yes,
at least a couple of them.
Yeah,
yeah.
And it's if you feel like I do, it's nice that when you see young blood coming in, mm-hmm. you can say, "Oh God, yes, I can sit this one out."
Yeah. Well, it's exciting too because they bring in fresh new ideas,
mm-hmm.
and sometimes I'm a grumpy old fart, but I'm definitely open to new ideas.
Oh, yeah.
And so I really, really love that. I mentioned to Regina Dane earlier when we were standing in the hallway, mm-hmm. I said, you know, Robert and I were here when After Hours was being done from the studio next door.
Just that's like, right.
Really? That, you know, that's the studio? Oh, I'm surprised Jimmy hasn't, like, taken the door off and taken it down to GCAM or something.
In fact, you two were here before me.
Yeah.
We won't That's go true. There.
Yeah.
Somebody's been around longer than Jimmy.
Yes.
Wow.
Oh yeah.
Yes.
Not
absolutely.
not as frequently, but yes, we were here before Jimmy.
Yes.
Oh, so this yeah, in is fact, longer,
I met,
but
I met Martin
less
Robert
fervency.
Right here.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Okay.
We'll go with that.
Yeah.
I had to stay within FCC guidelines.
That's right.
Yes, Doug. Yes, Doug.
We've been around the block a few times really, really fast. He just keeps going around and around and around and around, you know.
Or is that up and down?
Or, yeah,
up
and
down.
That too.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Real fast.
I thought that rut in the pavement was something else. Now I know.
No.
That's when he used to walk the streets.
Yeah. I can't do that anymore.
That's not what I heard.
Yeah. Well, the amazing part about it is now that I realize those dimples in the pavement are exactly the distance from his knees to the tips of his toes.
Oh. Have you been coaching this guy?
That's natural.
Oh, Jimmy, you're just not around me enough. That's your only problem.
Gosh.
Ask Merlin.
I have this effect on people, apparently.
Yes.
My bitterness rubs off.
Oh, I'm not bitter. I'm very sweet.
So what does the two of you been up to?
So's our stick for the first 10 seconds.
We've been celebrating birthdays for the last week.
This is birthday month around your house?
Well, our birthdays start in December, mm-hmm. and we have two in December, then two in February, and one in March, and two in March and one in April. So.
Oh, my goodness.
Remember, you had his cake at Louis.
My cake.
Is that what you called it?
That's what I was eating.
It really was birthday cake.
It really was good, too.
And it's not just that all these birthdays run together. It's just the fact that everyone has come home.
Your sons.
We have two sons. Our oldest is in Iraq.
Mm-hmm.
His wife and their son, who will be four or two soon, so we'll have another birthday, are living with us until he gets home from Iraq and out of the Army.
Sure.
Our youngest son got out of the Army in September, and he, his wife, and their two children also moved in with us until mm-hmm. they get on their feet.
Yeah.
So, one daughter-in-law is early December. Mine's right before Christmas. Robert's is in February. the grandson that just turned 4 is actually early February, and then the granddaughter who just turned 5, her birthday was Friday.
Her birthday was Wednesday.
Wednesday. I'm sorry, we celebrated it Tuesday. Their mother, our daughter-in-law, her birthday was actually Friday.
Hi.
Saturday.
Saturday. God have mercy.
We celebrated it Friday.
You know, the one blessing that we have...
You have Robert.
...is that, well, I have Robert. But our two sons actually both... They're 2 years apart, but they have the same birthday, which is August the 10th.
No!
Yeah. Wow.
What can I say? I'm good.
Yeah. Okay, so you have an open account with Kroger's Bakery and the birthday cake?
No.
No, actually, I found a new bakery.
Floyd's youngest son?
I don't think so. I might have.
He looks exactly like me.
He's hot.
Except it's not gray.
See, it's not gray.
he's really hot.
At least 6 inches taller than I am.
Standing up or laying down?
Yeah.
Standing up, we don't. He's my son. Please.
You're going places you don't need to go.
But at any rate, the reason we've had a birthday week is because Robert and I could not be home on Wednesday to celebrate the granddaughter's birthday. So, well, first, the grandson, we celebrated his birthday last month, which is when it was. Okay.
It was HCC.
Then, on Wednesday we couldn't be home, so we celebrated Madison's birthday on Tuesday with a Barbie cake, a lovely Barbie cake, which her aunt, the other daughter-in-law who lives with us, made for her.
That was nice.
Then we celebrated
Friday
the two birthdays of the grandson and the granddaughter once again together today, Saturday, at Chuck E. Cheese. Only because our daughter-in-law, who's been married to our son for almost 5 years, her father has never been to Houston, we've never met him.
Oh.
And so they came in on Friday, so we were going to Chuck E. Cheese on Saturday.
Well, sure, yeah.
So we had this great big cake that was half Batman and half princess.
Ooh.
But because our daughter-in-law, his daughter, whose birthday was actually Saturday, the day we were going to Chuck E. Cheese with the kids, we actually had cake with dinner on Friday as a little surprise for her.
No wonder you guys were at the Ripcord tonight.
Oh, yeah. My God, yes.
And then tonight we were at Carlos's Daddy of Montrose show.
Yes.
And it was Chuck, the bartender's birthday, so they had birthday cake. And we're like, I'm not touching it.
You have had all the cake you want.
If you weren't diabetic before, you're headed that way.
Boy, howdy.
Yeah, yeah. But I did. I found out that there is such a thing as chocolate tres leches cake.
Chocolate what?
Tres leches.
Oh, really?
And where did you find this, please?
Yeah, I can tell you the name of the bakery and all that. It is a beautiful, and I say beautiful, the building is beautiful inside and out. It's a new building. It's on Airline right across the street from the farmer's market. It's called El Bolillo.
El Bolillo?
El Bolillo. A woman that I work with introduced me to that bakery.
That's a white roll.
That's right. Yeah. That's where we got his birthday cake.
It's kind of a slang term.
Yeah.
It's a slang term for a white guy.
Okay. Well, whatever. They have the best Mexican pastries I've ever had, and the cake that we had, that chocolate tres leches with mocha icing and chocolate chips between the layers.
Wow. Okay, it's too late. The bakery's closed. Huh? You stop now, or else I'm going to have to hurt you.
Okay, we have half of the cake at home.
What time do they open up? Because we're here till 4.
Are they open on Sunday? That's the next question.
No idea.
Wow.
Do you have an emergency number for them yet?
I know how to get there.
No, but I can tell you I've spent over $150 there just in the last few weeks.
Ooh. I bet you're one of their favorite people already.
They probably know you by name by now.
Tres Leches cake, I might spend that much all by itself.
Yeah.
That kind of keeps you busy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But you have that nice big old house out there.
And it's outside the Beltway, so I know when you were talking about that earlier, and I said, well, he's been to my house.
I have been.
Yeah, Christmas Eve.
That's a really, really nice tradition, and I really enjoyed going there.
Mm. I'll sympathize with you. My youngest son is out there. His wife is currently 7 months pregnant, and I have a granddaughter already from the whole thing. She's about two. And then my daughter lives like 20 yards from where my son. I live within 40 yards of my son. My daughter lives within 20 yards of both me and my son, and her three kids, and da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Mom and dad, and I have more family in the last 3 months than I have had in, I don't know if I can handle.
Sounds like a familiar theme here. And
yeah.
It makes me wonder how you can do all the community work you two do. And
they have to get away somehow.
Yeah.
I couldn't get to the microphone and say the same thing there.
We've goodness. Always been committed to the community, you, though. I mean,
I know.
You know that.
Yes,
so.
I do. I do.
So, there have been periods where it's like, okay, we have to back away a little bit and spend some time for ourselves.
I can certainly understand
but
yes.
Yeah. It's something that our community needs, and
yeah,
something we've always been committed to.
And you two are, I think maybe over the years it's helped make your relationship stronger.
It's always been good.
Yeah.
It's very nice when they're committed to the community.
Yeah.
Of course, you know, the community's threatened to commit me a couple of times, so, you know, I kind of sympathize.
Yeah, I voted in that election.
About 5 minutes ago, we're...
Oh,
jeez.
Why don't we take a little break? You got something queued up?
Yeah, why don't we do that request?
Okay. Oh, yes.
Play Natural
Good
Woman.
Idea.
All right.
Yes.
So,
we'll all sing along.
By me there first and the Gimme Gimmes.
Yes, sir.
I won't sing but once, and then you'll regret it for the rest of eternity.
Oh, wow. Anyway, here's Natural Woman. Yeah, they're on. Yeah, that.
This is why I like sitting over here now. Besides the fact not having to worry getting shot at, you know, I can.
You can kick back, put your feet up.
Oh yeah. Well, like I said, you know, earlier, you know, gives me an opportunity to be in the monitors with my legs up like that. That was me first in the Gimme Gimmes with Natural Woman.
actually didn't interview. I interviewed somebody like sitting back like this.
Yeah, you did, didn't you?
Yeah. Well, what name is he going by? Jay Arsenault.
Yeah.
Whose CD has come out now? I think if you go to iTunes, you can find it. It's Jay Arsenault, A-R-S-E-N-O. Arsenio without the I.
Isn't he on MySpace also?
Yeah, MySpace. Try to remember if he uses Jay Arsenault on that or if he's still in his old name. He's probably moved it over to Jay Arsenault. I don't know. I just find it easier remembering Blue Phoenix 81. For those of you trying to find him, I'll give you a little clue. Just think of the bear theme we were just in. That way you'll find him.
Mm-hmm.
That's the twisted part when I start going through the websites like that. Go through the dating websites trying to find musicians.
That's not that difficult, actually. So.
No, it's not. I mean, we've played Big Nug, which I found through one. I see Kendall on one of the two bear sites that mm-hmm. allowed me on.
Kendall, Elijah Wood.
Elijah Black.
Elijah Black, sorry.
Have you ever played any Elijah Black?
I don't think we have any of his songs.
Ooh. I'll have to bring my CD up.
Okay. Yeah, because that's one of the things we love playing that. The different artists you're definitely not going to be hearing elsewhere.
Yeah.
And, I mean, that's part of the thing. What we find with some of these... And like I said, I go... It's on a couple of my ads. I say, you know, I do a radio show. If you guys are doing music, you know, okay. We'll be glad to hear about it. I mean, I think we've invited Kendall on a couple of times.
Yeah.
But it's not worked out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's... I think he lives in Buffalo. So he's got family here in Houston, yeah. And so it's just coordinating when he's in town and all that good stuff.
But
there's several. I mean, there's... I think Nakia is actually in Austin.
Yeah.
So a little bit closer.
That's what we need to do. We'll have a Bear and Chub Jam.
Mm-hmm. Well, there's a couple of touring... Like Bear events.
Bearpalooza.
Bearpalooza, yeah. And Bears on the Run was here last year.
Yeah, we.
So.
I remember seeing that stuff when we promoted that.
So. We need to get some more back down here again, so.
Yeah, start getting some of the stuff in where we can get, you know, hopefully get some crowds out to them. And,
mm-hmm.
Because I remember one time we had the hip hop fest when Big Nug came down. It's like, where is everybody? It was all bears and.
Well, it the venue wasn't one of the normal venues either.
Yeah.
I mean, it was a little out of the way.
Yeah, and at that point, I was a little scared just because of the fact I was driving an old police car. What looks like, at that time, it looked like a police car. It wasn't the actual police car that I was driving. In that kind of neighborhood, coming down in that, I'm...
You're the man.
Yeah, I was lucky I got out. Jimmy went to Tweety and probably suck a fag. I'm surprised. That has got to have been the longest I've seen Jimmy in this studio.
That's true. Almost 2 hours.
I mean, the only other times that he's in here that long is when I'm not here, because he has to be in here until we got him. Then.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
In fact, he needs to get back in here because I need to go Tweety.
Well, you should have found someone with a yellow hanky before you started the show.
Mikey!
I opened the door on that one, didn't I?
Yes, yeah, you did.
Yeah.
Wide open.
Okay, so let's recap. Houston area Bears have coming up with Bear Watch 10, Mutiny on the Booty, Arg.
Army matey.
No, it's... To err is human, to art is pirate. Sorry. Bad
oh,
joke.
Oh, dear God.
That's almost as bad as that one. What kind of movies do pirates go to? R-rated.
Mm-hmm.
At least I sold that one for a kids show. Quasi-kids. Galveston, May 15th through the 17th. You can go to bearwatch.net or go to houstonareabears.com to get all your info there.
And it's $75 till the end of this month, March 31st, and then April 1st it goes up to $85.
But with everything you're getting in there, that's one of the things.
It's still a really great price.
Yeah. That's what, I mean, one of the things with these kind of smaller events like that, you know, it's pretty much all inclusive on these things. You have a great time, and you do get to know the people. I mean, I've done several, you know, larger events, and you get lost in the whole shuffle and the expense of it all as well.
Right.
And that's the great thing of having something that's economical, that you can get that a larger cross section of people who are attending there.
Yeah.
And especially with, you know, the reach of this one, it's like some of the stuff I do, it's like you get to meet people who you only see online. Even if it's just from just the people around Texas. You know, it's the internet's a wonderful thing for meeting people from all around the country and around the state and even around the city, but to have an opportunity to get together and see them face to face, and, you know, then you can start going, hey, wait a minute, what decade did you take that picture from?
Yeah.
That's the only downside of it there, yeah.
Okay, and the hotel is, what, do you remember, $89 a night?
$84
a night. And half of the hotel, that was only opened a year ago, so it's still pretty new for a hotel. And the other half, the old portion, was flooded during the hurricane. And it's been redone, or will be complete.
It's being redone. I should clarify that. Some rooms are $84. The deluxe rooms are $94 a night. So the rooms that have been redone with the flat screen TVs and all the updated extras.
It's a really cool place.
Right. It is.
It's going to be so busy. What are you going to need to look at a flat screen TV for?
And pool, and like talked about earlier, our signature pool party on Saturday night, where it's only the people that are part of the event are allowed in the pool area. We have refreshments and activities, and then our foam pit.
Yeah, I mean, if you're taking over the hotel like that, you were able to get that sort of quasi privacy with being outdoors.
We actually, around the pool area, we actually end up putting up a 6 foot high tarp privacy screen around the pool area, so
as not to bother the neighbors,
right?
Or give them a free peep show.
I wasn't going to say that.
No, but I did.
It's the tap dancing, remember?
Yeah.
We all have to learn this little lingo and little tap dance that has to go through with all these things that we talk about.
I will say that last year the foam pit was even much more popular than the pool.
I bet it was.
Yeah.
You could stay warm there.
Yeah.
I bet you were staying warm.
Well, there's going to be plenty of fur there anyway.
Uh-huh.
Some people went in the foam pit and we didn't see them for hours.
I have seen more things interesting in the foam pit.
The only part that ever scares me with the foam pit is the one time I had to explain it to my parents because it was in an episode of CSI.
Uh-oh. How did that work out anyway?
Someone committed a murder in the foam pit.
Ew.
And so, you know, the whole murder in the...
I missed that episode. I'll have to see that.
So it was one of those things, so I'm sort of chuckling while seeing the thing about the foam pit. And I go, what about it? It's one of those twisted things you have when you're around your parents and they know some stuff but aren't too sure. You know, back when, like, Nash Bridges was on. And I started chuckling about it. And they're like, what, were you in that bar when you were in San Francisco? I said, no, but in that part of town, you wouldn't have a drag queen.
You remember when Queer as Folk came on Showtime?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The first thought that went through my mind after the first episode is, thank God my mother and dad do not get Showtime.
Oh, wow.
Because I could see my mother walking up to me going, exactly what is this? I don't know if I can say this word.
Rimming?
Yeah.
No,
I'm not going to explain to my 74-year-old mother what rimming is. I'm sorry, that's just not going to happen.
My part was, you know, anytime at, like, NYPD Blue or any of those cop shows, every once in a while I had to do an episode in a gay bar. And I go, that's not a real gay bar. You can see someone standing across the bar. It's too well lit.
It's too lit, yes.
Yeah. You didn't even get it that well lit in the middle of the day.
I don't know, though. Tony's was well lit tonight for Carlos's show. So.
Yes, it was. Oh, the lights were on.
That must have been scary.
That's so I know. Some bars, they don't have to worry about it too much with the ripcord. The only problem you have with that going in during the daylight is when you walk in, you're blind.
Right. Because
you can't see. There's that stumble you get to watch of everybody until they get just past the leather store with about the time their eyes adjust.
No, I take four steps in and stop. I won't move because you never know what's on the floor between you and the bar.
Or who, being
nice.
The only thing you have to worry about with that is who's going to run into the back of you.
My first real experience with light in a gay bar was in Pacific Street before it was Blur and O and everything like that. And I bet I'd spent, 6 or 7 years in Pacific Street thinking, oh, what a great club. You know, it's nice and it's pretty. And I walked in one day and they'd turned the lights on during the day.
Oh, dear God.
And I went, wow, that's why it's painted black.
Yeah. Hey, I still remember the one time I went into JR's during the daylight. It's like, my God. Yes, I used to go to JR's.
Oh, I think we all did at one point.
I've been there once.
I went. That used to be my bar of choice. And then even when one of the bartenders at JR's took me over to the ripcord the one time, I left almost immediately.
Yeah. Charles fired him the next day.
And now, Ripcord's about the only bar I go to. Either Rip or Tony's is a close second with events and that.
I went to the Ripcord the first time with a group of people. Robert was at work at the time, and everybody else left, and I got on the pay phone because we didn't have cell phones back then. And I called Robert at work, and I said, we met at the Ripcord, and I really like this place, and I'm going to be here for a while.
But that was... We could talk a lot about bars, I think, around here. But I think y'all are... I'm glad that you were able to come and join us.
Me too. Kick us out, please. We need to go home, go to bed.
You're not getting off that easy. I got
to
go.
We have to go to lunch with the Unlaws tomorrow.
Today.
In a little while.
All right. Do we have something else queued up?
Yeah, I do.
So thank you, Lloyd and
Kick
Robert.
Us out. Thanks for having us. We love being here.
Wonderful thing that I was able to run into you at the Ripcord.
Yes. I appreciate the reminder.
Next time I need to bring more tricks. But we're going to bring people to the Ripcord.
Oh, wow.
Oh. Yeah, I guess we'll do this. Yeah, I got to do station day after to play the song. When we come back, it'll be, I guess, Gigi and whatever Gigi does. This is After Hours.
No comment.
You noticed I'm strangely silent.
Music maestro.
Always together, friends forever. You're my best friend. Always have your back until the end. Always together, best friends. Let me tell you about my friend named Mike. He was the type of kid everybody liked. Girls called him sweet, guys called him cool. He lived down my street, we used to walk to school. His dad and my dad were also friends. They used to drink beer and hang out on the weekends. In the backyard, we had fun all night. Birthdays, barbecues, water gun fights. From the early morning till it got dark. We play all day at the neighborhood park. We sneak in the neighbor's pool to beat the heat. We ride our bikes up and down the street. When we play sports, we'd always win. I always knew I could count on him. G.I. Joe, Scrabble and Tag. These were the best times I ever had. Always together, friends forever. You're my best friend. Always have your back until the end. Always together, best friend, you and I. Always together, friends forever. You're my best friend. Always have your back until the end. Always together, best friend, best friend. When we were 14, I slept at his home. His parents went out and they left us alone. The way I remember it, it went like this. We were joking around, then we started to kiss. One thing led to the next. Young kids, we were having sex. All of a sudden, there was no more joking. Flash, the door swung open. It was his dad, and he was so mad. He said, no, son of mine is gonna be a fag. He told me to put on my clothes, I need to leave. So I went
became abusive. Mike came to school with cuts and bruises. I told him, Mike, we need to tell. We'll call the cops, we'll throw him in jail. That same night, the police showed up. Then an ambulance and a fire truck. They said his dad died, caught him in outside. Garage door closed, but he was inside. Passed out drunk in the cab of his truck. He fell asleep and he never woke up. Me and Mike never talk about that night. Know what we did was right. Always together, friends forever. You're my best friend. Always have your back until the end. Always together, best friend, you and I. Always together, friends forever. You're my best friend. Always have your back until the end. Always together, best friend.
You're listening to After Hours, Queer Radio with Attitude, here on listener-sponsored, commercial-free Pacifica Radio for the Gulf Coast, KPFT Houston, 90.1 FM, 89.5 Galveston, and always the World Wide Web at kpft.org. Her pinkness is on her way in. All right, in the words of Larry Flint, show me the pink. Get in here.
Oh.
Oh. Hi.
Hello.
Yeah, you don't think I was talking about the other thing.
No, no, I know you better than that. Anyway, Gigi is here.
Oh, there we go. Turn your mic on.
And he is going to be paired up with David this evening.
Yeah.
And the subject is...
It's on anal pleasures and anal spirituality.
Mm-hmm. He's using the book by Dr. Miranda, Anal Pleasure and Health, which is the Bible for such things.
Actually, I'm not referring to that book too horribly much. I'm going into a few things on anatomy and then on a few things that a lot of people aren't aware of with their bodies.
Yeah, okay.
So it should be very interesting.
Because this is not just geared for gay or bisexual men. It's all men.
And women.
Yes. And women.
Yes.
Because we're talking about erogenous zones.
And also about some of the magic within the human body.
Mm-hmm.
And the way we're wired and the way we're just kind of... A lot of things.
Mm-hmm.
Technique that'll get you to transcendence.
There you go.
And put you right in the middle of the ecstasy.
Okay. Yeah.
And to start with, I'd like to go over a little bit of anatomy, how the body is built. To start with, there's an important muscle sling. It's called the... And I hope I can pronounce this correctly. It's the pubococcygeus muscle, which connects between all our sex muscles, between the pubic bone and the tailbone, which is the coccyx.
So it's the front side rather than the usual go for the prostate front side thing.
Well, I mean, it's... Well, with this muscle, it controls everything from anal to even urinating to orgasm, ejaculation.
Mm. Wow.
It's basically our sex muscles. And this strip of muscle kind of interweaves throughout. Between the tailbone and the pubic bone.
Hmm.
Another important part of the human anatomy that a lot of people don't realize is that this is kind of our root platform
okay.
for sexuality, this string of muscles.
Hmm.
It's where all our abilities to have physical sex, at least.
So it's a, it supports, or it sort of supports everything, and it's also where everything has its sort of catapult. It's where everything rises from.
Yeah. And for both men and women. I mean, for women, it interweaves around the vagina and around the urethra and through the all the way around the anus. And for men, it...
So it's all those things that give you a healthy, happy life.
Oh, yes.
when they're regulating properly.
Yeah. Yeah. The other part of human anatomy that's kind of important in this discussion is that there's two splinter muscles around the anus. One is a voluntary, under voluntary control, and one is involuntary. And so when... Knowing this, when you go into...
Explain that a little bit more.
Yeah, well, I will.
You're good. Okay, good.
But going... It's important to understand this when you start moving into anal play. The voluntary muscle is kind of like... your breath is partly voluntary. You can hold your breath.
Mm-hmm.
So you have direct, conscious, voluntary control over it until you stop breathing long enough and then the involuntary kicks in.
Yeah.
The heartbeat is an involuntary. You can't consciously stop your heartbeat, or most people can't. There's certain Eastern training.
Can slow it down.
You can slow it down and maybe even stop it for a short while.
Yeah.
But it's basically not really under direct conscious control. It's an involuntary function. So when you have two sets of muscles, this ring of muscles around the anal opening, and one's under voluntary control and one's involuntary, you have to take certain precautions getting into anal play.
Yeah, because you want that
and
involuntary one to be functioning so you don't have to buy lots of underwear.
Well, that, and you also, it's the involuntary muscle that if you try to push it, that's where most men and women that get into anal sex feel pain.
That's important.
And it's learning how to... trigger that muscle to relax.
Ah.
That makes for pain-free anal sex and anal play.
Sounds nice to me.
So understanding this dynamic can make the big difference in what your experience is with anal sex. So that's kind of anatomy 101 for the anus. You look like you have something you wanted to jump in with.
No, not really. It's just it's as a person who worked on controlling that muscle, it does take time and patience.
Actually, there's some secrets
and
shortcuts.
But once you realize that when you relax and you can relax that muscle, that the power you have over it, it's...
Right.
It's an amazing feeling.
Yeah.
Right.
Yes.
Well, you know, both you and I know quite a lot about sex and have had a very enjoyable life in that way.
All three of us, actually.
Yeah, exactly. One thing I find fascinating about this show when we were talking about it to begin with is there was stuff he was, you know, that maybe I had done intuitively, but he has some very specific information that I didn't know, which is really makes this show especially interesting to me.
Well, let me kind of go into, this is still on anatomy a little bit.
Okay.
But one of the techniques to help relax that involuntary muscle is not to try to stick something in, but what you want to do is glide down from the tailbone on the outside crack of the anal area and stop at the anal opening and just push gently.
Yes.
And your fingers up when you do this.
Mm-hmm.
And then you invert your finger horizontally and let the anus take it in.
Yes.
If it doesn't take it in, if it's still tight, you just pull it back, do another stroke down.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. And what this does is it helps that involuntary muscle relax. And it, these techniques really work.
Yes.
And instead of trying to insert, especially for the very beginning, what you want to do is just position whatever you want to go in.
And have that muscle pull the finger in.
And let the anal muscles pull it in.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
And then that way, everything, once it comes in, it's pain-free, everything relaxes.
Yep.
The other technique, and this is something a lot of people that get into anal play miss, is it's a good idea to massage the buttocks. Mm-hmm. There's a bone in the back of the lower back called the, I'll have to look it up. I can, it's I'll look it up in a minute. But it's...
Where's it located?
It's... Part of it's the tailbone.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's this great...
Is that what they call the coccyx bone?
No, no, no. It's... I can find it real quick here. It is... here it is. It's the sacrum.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
The sacrum kind of connects the base of the lower back.
Yes.
To the hips.
Mm-hmm.
Hip bones. And then at the very tip of it is your tailbone.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Well, and so if you send vibrations
right
into this bone by patting on the lower back,
mm-hmm.
it helps also trigger a very relaxed state internally.
Mm-hmm. It makes kitties stick up their butts when you do that to them,
too.
Yeah. So, vibration and also breath work.
Yeah.
Taking deep breaths.
Both people?
Both people.
Okay.
Because what happens a lot of times is people have a goal. They want it inside as quick as they can.
Do it.
And it's like, take your time. Put on the brakes. Take your time. Massage around the hips, inner thighs.
Well, I found you could even kind of
do some
feel and play with the actual hip, edges of the hip that surround the buttocks, muscles. I mean, you can feel where that muscle case is and kind of indent and play with that muscle.
But also what's important is the inner thighs.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Because your inner thigh muscles also interweave up into the anal muscles.
Mm-hmm.
So it's all kind of interconnected.
Mm-hmm.
So once you understand a little bit of the physiology and how to work with involuntary muscles, you can have totally pain-free, very pleasurable anal play.
I'm for that.
And I've heard a lot of people go, oh, I tried it once and it hurt.
You notice he did not say anal sex.
Right.
He said anal play.
Yeah.
Right.
Yes.
Right.
There's it can lead into anal sex.
Yes.
But there should always be a little bit of play to warm things up.
Mm-hmm.
Before you go diving in.
That's right.
The other thing, and we're going to start moving a little more towards the spiritual aspects of this. Basically, if you get into chakras and the energies of the body.
Yes.
We have kind of this front energy flow and a back energy flow. There's two bridges between the two. One is the tip of your tongue and this the roof of your mouth.
Okay.
Is one of the bridges. The other bridge is the pubococcygeus muscle sling.
So that's the one against the back wall of the anus.
Well, no,
the spine.
Strings,
the spine.
Where is it?
It strings from
the front to the back?
the front to the back.
Oh, okay, okay.
It goes from the pubic bone all the way back to the tailbone.
Yeah.
So that's your PC muscles.
Okay.
Same ones you use.
The Kegels.
Yes.
Okay.
If you take your thumb and enter into the rectum,
mm-hmm.
and you hold your fingers right under the roots of the cock,
yes.
and you press together and put your fingers in a V,
like in the taint.
Huh?
In the taint.
I don't know the taint.
Oh. Never mind.
It's a I don't know what you mean.
Very technical taint.
Yeah. Perineum.
Yeah.
But anyway, you start squeezing down.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, you can, even if someone's very tense, once you massage that area a little bit, it will not only relax those muscles, but relax the entire body.
So you're squeezing down from inside with your thumb.
Yeah.
Onto those muscles that you're holding in your and you're cupping in your hand.
Your other fingers are on the outside, right. running along the perineum.
Right.
Wow. Yeah.
Beautiful.
And by squeezing down and doing a gentle massage, it will totally relax the whole entire body and open it up to sexual energy flowing.
Mm-hmm.
When we're tense, it blocks sexual energy flow. But once we relax and do some deep breathing and a little bit of massage work.
And building up trust.
And building, well, definitely, trust is a big part of this.
I mean, if someone is giving you that kind of really loving attention,
yeah.
you're going to relax into a, you know, a joining, into a trust.
Yeah.
You know.
And I've got one more little anatomy lesson.
Mm-hmm.
If you go into the anus... And it's, and for most men, they like it pointed towards the prostate gland,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
and a lot of massage on that area. If you turn your finger around and feel, you can feel the backside of the tailbone. And there's a small little dimple, indention, that you'll reach near the bottom.
Mm-hmm.
If you massage that area, you're massaging the part of the muscle sling that connects to the tailbone.
Oh.
And that can be an incredible experience.
And
but you have to do it very gently. Some people are very sensitive there.
Okay.
And too much touch, and it's got to be warmed up well.
Yeah.
But that is a whole different kind of central sexual experience that most people have never experienced.
Now, didn't you?
And it's very different.
Didn't you say that tapped into the emotional streams as well?
Basically, any type of... We have two basic nerve endings for sex.
Mm-hmm.
There's more, but and it gets. Mm-hmm. But I'm going to oversimplify just for discussion.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, we have the pudendal nerve,
mm-hmm.
and the pelvic nerve. And that's where most of our sex and orgasmic abilities trigger in the brain.
Okay.
Now, when it comes to the... And I always get this backwards. I think it's... Yeah, the pudendal nerve goes more... It's connected more to the head of the cock or the clitoris. And it goes more towards the rational side of the brain. The pelvic nerve, it's interconnected with a lot of things, but it's really connected into the prostate gland,
mm-hmm.
for both women and men.
Right.
When you stimulate that and have an orgasm from stimulating the prostate gland, all of a sudden, it's going to a different part of the brain, the emotional center.
Okay.
And that's when you get orgasms where, and I've had them many times, where I start giggling uncontrollable, or tears are going down my face, or and I get this rush of emotion with the orgasm.
Whatever you need to release is being released in a beautiful way.
Yeah.
Yeah. Overpowering way.
And it's... There are ways to stimulate the prostate gland without having to enter into the anal area.
Hmm.
or enter into the anus.
Mm-hmm.
Right before you get to the anal opening, just a little bit down from that, along the perineum, there's a little slight dimple.
Yeah, yeah.
If you massage that, that goes directly to the...
That sounds very familiar.
Yeah, it's called, in Taoist traditions, it's called the million-dollar point. Because they felt that having knowledge, and it was kept a big secret for thousands of years. But
that was the jackpot.
That was the jackpot. It was the way that men could learn, by massaging this, they could learn to control ejaculation and separate ejaculation from orgasm. Because they really are two separate things.
Yeah.
It's just in most men, they occur simultaneously.
Yeah, a little too dark.
So we learn to associate the two together.
Which is, I mean, which can be wonderful, but that's pretty just primate.
Yeah.
You know.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just sort of the more animal, which is, again, lovely and delicious, but there's a lot more to it than that.
Oh, yeah. And, you know, on the show, just for kind of simplifying this so that we kind of get this in, because it's not this black and white in real life.
No.
But to describe it, especially over the air without diagrams and pictures and that sort of thing, it helps to oversimplify it a little bit.
Well, at least it will encourage people to explore and see if they can find it. It'll be like a treasure. It'll be like a treasure hunt.
Oh yes. But anyway, part of this anal play and anal sex gets into spirituality for me, and I think part of the mechanics of this and the way it happens is that when we start having kind of more emotional type orgasms, it's happening more on the intuitive side of the brain.
Mm-hmm.
With the rational side of the brain, everything adds up as an equation.
Okay.
On the intuitive side, nothing adds up as an equation.
Right.
And all of a sudden we get a deeper understanding of paradox. We get a deeper understanding of mind-body.
I think there's also... Go ahead, I'm sorry.
Oh, and we get more of a sense of dreamlike qualities.
Well, what I was going to say is, I mean, the Buddhists did a lot of different, you know, spiritual theories or paths. The whole idea that separation is an illusion.
Yeah.
The whole idea that everything is interconnected. Everything. There is no such thing as being separate. And that when you're exploring these kind of sexual avenues, you can really reach a point where you have a real vivid experience that separation is an illusion. Mm-hmm. All the separation falls away.
Yeah. And
it's not like we are one. It's just there is no
I think it's
dualism.
Important.
There is no dualism.
Yeah. And I even, you know, I've said this on this show many times that, you know, I have a non-dualist approach to human sexuality.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah.
There isn't male. There isn't female. These are but illusions.
There's no separation. I mean, there literally is when you get to where you're really with somebody, there's no separation.
Yeah.
You're both playing these parts, but it's not separate.
But for the ease of transferring knowledge, we do have to kind of separate things out and define things so that we can create an understand or basis for understanding.
So what's the next step of the technique?
Well, I think part of it is learning to play with our bodies, learning about our sexual body, knowing how we can take the energy, because orgasm is really a form of energy, and open up the channels within our bodies, let this energy flow away from the genitals throughout our bodies so that we can experience
yes.
multiple orgasms and full body multiple orgasms.
I love that the way you were describing these techniques that you were describing as a means towards relaxation.
Oh, yeah.
Because to me, when both partners can become relaxed, however it happens, but definitely with especially these wonderful sounding and feeling techniques, that when both partners are relaxed, anything that naturally would happen between those people can happen, and it may be penetration, it may not be penetration, whatever their particular menus, however mm-hmm. their you know, choice on the menu, ABC, comes together for their perfect combination, for a perfect joining of yeah. those two people. I think people a lot of times forget how important deep relaxation is in terms of achieving that, or not even achieving it, just having it, you know, because again, that sounds like a project, but to where it just, the space, the heart, yeah. the mind, everything is open so you can see what's really there.
Yeah. I think I need to backtrack 1 minute.
Sure.
And then I'm going to come back to
Please
this.
Please do.
One, there's really two major roadblocks
mm-hmm.
people get when it comes to anal play or anal sex. One of those is pain.
Yes.
And the other is being clean.
Yes.
Not having it smell bad, not having feces. Both of these can be overcome.
Yes.
Being clean is very simple. It's douching, doing an enema,
mm-hmm.
few hours beforehand, really rinsing out and cleaning the rectum.
Yes.
Before you get into play.
Can I tell you a little short story?
Sure.
I was in a truck in San Francisco at one point long ago, going somewhere with two women friends of mine.
Mm-hmm.
And one was very initiated. She was, you know, a sex goddess herself. And I'm describing some really fun, outrageous sex anal play. And she leans across me to her girlfriend and says, "Oh, by the way, they wash themselves out before they do all this stuff." And it was just such a lovely moment. You know, we all giggled.
Yeah. And I mean, I like it clean. I don't like it.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. And some people have that kink. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Have fun.
But especially for women, you do need to take some precautions.
Mm-hmm.
You don't. The anus has bacteria that's good mm-hmm. for the anus, but it's not good for other parts of the body, especially the vagina.
Right, right.
So when you do anal play, you do need to take the precautions that none of the lube goes down and into the vagina.
Mm-hmm.
You want to either place a towel to block it and absorb it, or have them lay on their back where gravity will pull the lube away from the vagina.
Interesting.
So you do need, that's a safety thing. Because
mm-hmm.
these bacteria are not friendly. Well,
yeah.
the vagina is friendly to the bacteria, but the bacteria are not friendly to the vagina.
Right, right.
So you do want to take that precaution. And when you play, when you're doing both vaginal and anal play with someone, you want to reserve one hand for vaginal play only and the other hand for anal play only.
Wow.
And
cool.
that way you keep
yeah
everything clean and all the bacteria where it's supposed to be.
Mm-hmm. Nothing like good practical sort of common sense.
Oh yeah.
You know, I mean, no matter how in the heat of it, you get.
Yeah.
You know.
And you want to also wear gloves and
mm-hmm.
protect both your hands, especially if you have an open, you
sure.
know, sure. cuts or abrasions or micro tears in the skin. You definitely don't want that bacteria getting in.
No.
So anyway, back to where we were a few minutes ago.
Okay.
Rewrap for me.
Oops. I'm talking about the illusion of separation.
Oh,
and,
yes.
And the whole transcendence of yeah. where you use the physical mm-hmm. to fully feel the physical while transcending the physical at the same time.
Yeah.
And so that everything is working on all levels yeah. all at the same time.
Yeah. And part of what I think the point I wanted to bring up was that through when we become tense, we tend to block the flow of energy.
Yes. Yes.
Breathing is very important. Taking deep breaths when you get into anal play. It helps oxygenate the system. It helps promote relaxation. And it also promotes circulating that energy.
You know, that meditation as a practice beforehand actually would be very valuable in this yeah. sense, too, in terms of the whole idea of a thought is just a thought. It's just another thought, no matter what thought it is, whether it's happy or scary or whatever. Mm-hmm. And there's this thing called the mind stream, which is, you know, we all have this mind stream that is continually passing through our minds, and the whole idea of becoming friendly with your mind stream and seeing all the chills and thrills and, you know, funhouse aspect of the things, and that you don't let any particular place in the mind stream arrest you
yeah.
and make you tense for some reason. Mm-hmm. You can just keep letting the flow go
yeah.
and just... It's all interesting.
And this kind of sparks off a little bit of the spirituality of mm-hmm. anal play.
Oh, yeah.
One of the things I experienced early on when I first started getting into anal play, and I started very young, I started exploring myself.
Lucky you.
But one of the things I discovered was that for the first time in my life, all of a sudden, I was totally in the moment.
Ah, yes.
It was like all these sensations just stopped time for a moment, or mm-hmm. gave the illusion of stopping time. Mm-hmm. And all of a sudden, I was in the moment. I wasn't thinking about
yes.
tomorrow. I wasn't thinking about future plans. I wasn't worried about what I did yesterday. I didn't have my laundry list.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
All that went away.
Well, you know,
and all of a sudden, through this deep relaxation of anal play and genital play, all of a sudden I became very focused, not only in the here and now, but within my own body.
Right.
And then a whole nother gateway opened.
Right.
And I had my first out-of-body experience.
Wow.
And that's how powerful this stuff can go.
Yes.
All of a sudden, yes. I was both in my body and out of my body looking down on it.
And that's another kind of illusion of dualism falling away.
Yeah. And it has to do with this, the body electric, the body mm-hmm. energy.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, supposedly there really isn't any in there and out there. So what I'm saying is yeah. by achieving what you achieved... Again, like I said, another, you know, illusion of dualism, just poof,
uh-huh.
poof,
yeah,
and you're totally present.
Mm-hmm.
And but one thing I find interesting about that is, you know, the whole idea of what wonderful sex brings to your whole life. Mm-hmm. And some people go at it from different ways, and the whole idea that if you can achieve that completely being in the present, in the moment, in your sex life, then all of a sudden you find you can actually do it like talking to the bank teller or just walking down the street driving mm-hmm. your car. You know, starts saturating your whole life, not with some sort of, you know, lavishness or whatever, you know, tainted word you want to use, but yeah. just with this incredible presence of life energy where you're really in the moment.
Mm-hmm.
You're really living.
Well, one thing I find interesting, which is kind of a weird parallel, there are people that practice meditation for years and years to be able to achieve that moment of being totally in the present,
mm-hmm.
stop
mm-hmm.
the thinking and the squirrel cage up in the brain.
Or let it settle anywhere, get friendly yeah. with it. Why, anyway, yeah.
But through this type of practice, you can kind of
shortcut. Yeah, very much. Very tantric.
This whole
yeah, yeah, yeah.
process
yeah.
and become very centered mm-hmm. within yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Or at least that was my experience.
No doubt. It. No doubt. It is. It yeah. is.
And so,
and I think that's one of the major misunderstandings with people who divide up body and spirit and spirituality and sexuality. It's just ridiculous.
Well, and that's why at the start of the show I named this segment anal pleasure and anal spirituality.
Yeah, yeah.
Because it can help bring us to that moment where we're truly here now with ourselves, fully present with myself and with my partner.
I wrote a poem recently that had a line, breathe in the stillness.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, with those relaxation techniques you were talking about, when you're doing that to someone, all of a sudden they will take some incredibly beautiful, deep breaths, maybe breathing deeper mm-hmm. and richer than they do at any other time, because all of a sudden they're relaxed and they can just really breathe better than they normally would with all of their everyday
tensions,
worries and tensions,
yeah.
you know.
But
and breath of life.
Yeah, but it's more than just breathing. It's
oh yeah.
It's part of it is the sense of getting to that moment of stillness where you can be fully conscious and present with your partner and with yourself.
Yes.
And that is such a awesome gift.
Yes.
Too many times, even when we're doing Western style in and out mm-hmm. sex,
which again is really
wandering.
Great fun. I mean, recreation is a joyful experience yeah. too.
And
it's a different thing, though.
You know me, I'm a screw buddy. I like it all.
Oh,
know?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Because I don't want to sound like you must have this deeply serious, you know, very concentrated sex at every moment of your sex life. No, I mean, it gets silly sometimes. And it just gets,
but I like
it just gets horny sometimes, yeah. you know.
I like the full spectrum of sexuality.
Oh, no doubt, no doubt.
Uh-huh.
But it, yeah, because
I explore it.
Yeah, I think people, I don't ever really deal with their fears if they don't slow down and do this deep work, that yeah. deep pleasure, not work exactly, but this deep process
yeah.
that we're talking about.
There's another element I want to touch on. In our society, the anus has so many taboos surrounding it.
You a-hole, you know, all of that. Yeah, exactly.
Well, not just name-calling, but just this whole social taboo.
Yes.
You never discuss the anus. You never play with it. You don't name it. You don't look at it in the mirror. You mm-hmm. don't touch it, you mm-hmm. know, except to clean yourself after mm-hmm. relieving yourself. There's this whole set of taboos. It's
yes.
kind of this forbidden area.
Well, the whole idea that you must never, you know, let anybody know you actually poop.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, the, oh my gosh,
so,
you know, women poop? Oh no.
But on the flip side of this, there mm-hmm. is a tremendous power in breaking taboo.
Yes. Yes.
I know I've experienced that on so many different levels.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And when we can break a taboo.
There's no, I just turned 60.
Yeah.
And who knew I was going to be this happy and still alive at 60s? And it has absolutely. Directly, I am here to testify, hallelujah, you know, that part of the reason why I am so incredibly happy is because I have taken the time to in a way that really works out to challenge those taboos, process the information that was there, and work through it and come out the other side.
Mm-hmm.
I'm the proof in the pudding, honey.
Oh, yeah. Well, while we're speaking of taboo, let me see if I can find this real quickly. And I'm referring to Anal Pleasure and Health, A Guide for Men and Women by Jack Morin, Ph.D. Taboo restrictions are different from religious or moral prohibitions.
Mm-hmm.
They are differentiated from moral prohibitions by failing to be included in a system which declares abstinence in general to be necessary and gives reason for this necessity. The taboo prohibition lacks all justification and are of unknown origin.
Mm-hmm.
That's a pretty powerful force.
Say that again, that last part.
Oh, the taboo prohibition lack all justification and are of unknown origin.
So it's like it's really laid, it's something laid on top of what's real.
Yeah. And if I can find the other quote.
The thing is, taboos, when you're confronting them, seem so solid and so completely stronger than you are.
Mm-hmm.
And that they're really are, you know, universal laws.
Oh,
and
yeah.
They're so not. They are so not. They're so composite. They're so much made of up of all these influences that you just haven't been able to see clearly yet.
Mm-hmm. I'm not finding it right offhand, but he does talk about kind of the definition of taboo. A taboo is something that's rarely discussed. It's not even written down.
Right, right.
It just is.
And that's one of the beauties of our time, is that there's so much discussion among so many people now about taboos and about how do we put into words these unspoken laws that trap, you know, what
and restrict us.
Yeah, I mean, yes. You know, I upset a lot of people because it doesn't have to necessarily just be about sex, but I talk about stuff that there's this tacit agreement that we aren't going to talk about that because society will crumble if we're not, you know, we're not taught, if we talk about that. It's like, no, it needs to all be on the table.
Yeah, it needs to be,
you know,
questioned.
All of the greed and all of the, even the financial disasters have to do with things that are taboo to talk about.
Mm-hmm.
They, none of that could have happened if certain things weren't, it wasn't understood we can't talk about the reality of these things. And it goes all the way from sex to world finance. As far as you know, I mean, it all comes from those muscles of the anus, you know.
But I do want to stress how powerful taboo governs our lives,
governs the world,
and
our,
and
you know,
how empowering it can be to break a taboo.
Hallelujah.
It gives us a whole new world and a whole new perspective.
Yeah, I mean,
about ourselves, about each other.
And how beautiful life is.
Yes. And so it's...
I mean, with taboos, life is so ugly.
Yeah.
Life is scary and ugly and
that's one of the
terrifying
things.
And mm-hmm. It's beautiful and welcoming and generous without the taboos.
Yeah. That's one of the things I love about Anal Pleasure and Health is that he even goes through some exercises on breaking the anal taboo.
Wow.
Yeah.
Such as?
One of them is getting a hand mirror and really touching, exploring, even talking to your anus.
Maybe it'll talk back to you.
Giving it a name.
Yeah.
Taking some time to get to know your anus.
getting to know you, getting to know all about you.
And it's, you know, there is a dynamic when something is unknown, it's scary.
Yeah.
Once we start exploring and getting to know the unknown, a lot of the fear drops away.
Absolutely.
And I think that's another side
the of lightning
the
bolt.
Power of breaking taboo.
Yeah, the lightning bolt didn't strike, and you're actually all of a sudden happier, freer.
There's also a power in naming.
You're also, you know, what I, you know, the thing is, I think all this, when you break taboos, you can actually be more sensitive to other people. You can actually hear what they're saying.
Mm-hmm.
You can kind of know what their real needs are.
Yeah.
And a lot of times, the more real the needs are, the more it actually is possible that they can be satisfied.
Yeah.
With that sensitivity.
Mm-hmm.
Because you don't have that big wall of fear going, I can't hear this, I can't know this. Oh, God, what if this person knows me? Oh, no.
Well, and there's another dynamic at work here. Mm-hmm. There is a power in naming.
Yes.
When we name something.
Yes.
We give it form. We give it life.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. Because that works both ways, because you name the taboo.
Uh-huh.
And then, but at the same time, when you sort of take the taboo out of the unspoken and rename it, you're liberating it.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Yeah. So, yeah. Cool.
So there's so many different dynamics at work.
Mm-hmm. Because I know that there really, when I was much younger, there were things about sex that if somebody talked about them, I was just paralyzed. I was totally excited, but I was just frozen with fear. Oh my God, they said it.
Yeah, and part of this comes from living in a sex negative culture.
Yes.
In our culture, sex equals sin.
Mm-hmm.
In the ancient world, sex equals sacred.
Mm-hmm.
And when we start shifting our coming to sex with the whole new perspective of sex equals sacred, it really transforms what sexuality is.
Yes.
And that's part of the naming process.
Right.
It starts with naming, and then all of a sudden, attitude shift.
Right.
And all of a sudden, we have a shift of consciousness.
I've developed this incredible friendship with my mother.
Yeah.
And, you know, this is so, like, I hope she never hears this, because she's a very, very Southern lady, 84, right?
Yeah.
She was having bladder irritations. And women of that generation were not encouraged to know themselves down there at all or touch themselves.
Mm-hmm.
It turned out that she's a widow.
Yeah.
And she had grown together.
Mm.
She had grown shut just organically from no use.
Yeah.
I mean, not doing anything. My father's there, so nobody's going there.
Yeah.
And it turns out that this is a common problem for women that age, because and then they don't, it takes them a while to find out about it because it's taboo to talk about that stuff. So she had an operation, and the doctor encouraged her to make sure that it stayed open, and I was playing, you know, having fun talking to her, and I said, well, you know, you can think of daddy when you're making sure it's open, and it's perfectly okay if that feels good.
Yeah.
And she was kind of really sweet about, yeah, that's true. But the whole idea that we've broken through so many taboos in our relationship as mother and son and as friends now that we're both adults. And just who had ever thought I would be talking, having a really healthy, wonderful conversation with my mother about touching herself to make sure she's healthy and open down there.
Mm-hmm.
How beautiful is that?
Yeah. And part of the old adage, if you don't use it, you lose it.
That's right. But that whole thing of breaking taboos.
Uh-huh.
And you can do it in a very respectful, polite way with your 84-year-old mother, much less, you know, your sex partner.
Yeah. And that brings up another point that I wanted to get into with anal play.
Mm-hmm.
Once I finally broke the taboo with myself, that brought up a whole nother challenge to open the door for my partners.
Right.
And to be able to even discuss anal play and anal sex with mm-hmm. them was a big roadblock for a while.
I was embarrassed to masturbate in front of people when I was very young.
Yeah. But by opening that door and introducing them in a gentle way to this whole new realm, it's like it added a whole new dimension to our lovemaking.
One of my lovers and I,
whether male or female,
one of my lovers and I, just to sort of save time one night, were cleaning our bottoms out together at the same time. We weren't doing, you know, it was just sort of just kind of fun, and it wasn't like we were doing a serious session with you know, enemas or whatever, but we were just cleaning ourselves out, and he looked over me with this really lovely smile, and he said, "One thing I like about you is you like to do all the fun things together." And I just loved him so much at that moment.
Yeah,
you know, and it really added to our intimacy later in the evening.
Well, when we can share the forbidden, when we can share the secret.
We were like bad little boys giggling. Like, yeah.
And one of the really positive things that came up for me with one partner was that once I shared some of my desires, he opened up and said, "Well, I've had this secret fantasy I've never, ever told anybody." And he shared it with me. And I actually played it out for him one night later on down the line.
And again, that trust.
And
that trust.
It just opened a whole new dimension.
Yes.
And it brought a bonding and a closeness that we would have never experienced had we not.
You had a friend for life.
Uh-huh.
I mean, regardless of whatever else comes and goes, you make friends for life that way.
And I think one of the dynamics that happens around this is that we keep our little secret fantasies and we feel alone and like, I'm the only one in the world that would ever think such a thing.
Yes.
And we vilify it and make it kind of dirty.
And it's true that there is something twisted up inside it. Well, we are not twisted.
Right.
We are not.
Well, I was going to finish by saying.
Ruined.
I was going to finish by saying that once we communicate some of these secret desires to our partner, we find out, I'm not so odd after all. Especially when our partner opens up and shares back with us and says, "Oh yeah, I've had something similar."
Well, yeah, the whole idea that something dark, that something heavy, turns out to actually be very light and playful.
Yeah, and so it really kind of opens this door to sensual sexual exploration, and you know, I do a lot of writing on sex play and human sexuality, and I really believe that. Human sexuality is the final frontier. It is one of the areas that we have been most reluctant to go to.
Back in the day.
In our society.
Back in the day, and I hate that phrase, but back in the day, as a very flippant, ironic kind of thing to say, I would say, innocence is not what you start out with. It's what you're left with if you did it right. You know, and I just had my 60th birthday, and the funniest thing is that has turned out to be true. I am one of the most innocent people in the world in terms of my approach to love and my approach to play and connecting to people, you know. It's not that I haven't done anything harm, you know, that I've been all good, but...
I think on the final note, to kind of wrap up, because I know we're getting running very short of time.
Yes,
here.
We are. It's getting close.
And I've talked about this in past shows a little bit, but when we touch one another erotically, we have a power exchange.
Yes.
There is this tremendous something through touch that we transfer to one another that is very, very powerful.
And that shouldn't make us stingy with that.
When we eroticize touch, it becomes even more powerful.
Yes.
then I think another thing that can add to this component is when we can open up, break a taboo, and share it with a partner, and do an intimate touch with anal play.
Ooh.
It blows the doors down.
Yeah.
I know that, you know, for a long time I was very shut off.
Yeah.
And once I started getting into some of these things, it's like little by little, that doorway opened. Mm-hmm. And I was able to open and bear my soul to my partner.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And it was through this process.
And the thing is, we're almost out of time, but just one thing I want to add is this is not something you have to do every time you're intimate with some person. It opens the doors, but it might not be the favorite thing between the two of you. But in terms of a way to get really intimate where there's total trust, it's a lovely way to go about it.
Mm-hmm. So anyway, with that, I'll turn it over to you, Chris.
All right. Thank you, Gigi.
Thank you. Good night, everybody. Have fun playing.
You have been listening to After Hours, Queer Radio with Attitude, here on listener-sponsored commercial-free Pacific Radio for the Gulf Coast, KPFT. We'll be back again here next week. Next week we will have... my mind's leaving me, I'm sorry. Stage Door Inc. will be here, as they're going to be promoting their upcoming production of Sordid Lives, followed up then by Tea Talk, here as the fourth Saturday of the month. To get in touch with us here at After Hours, you can send us an email at afterhours@kpft.org. You can always send us a traditional snail mail at After Hours, care of KPFT, 419 Lovett Boulevard, Houston, Texas, 77006. We love hearing from those who are listening to our show. And Jimmy's not coming back in, apparently. There he is. Speak of the devil.
Ta-da! Yes, I'm here.
So just telling everyone who was going to be here next week.
Who is going to be here?
Stage Door Inc.
Oh, they are.
With
That's great.
Sordid Lives.
Ooh. Ooh.
And then should be Tea Talk after that.
Mm-hmm.
And then we start another new month.
Oh, my.
Start all over again.
Mm-hmm.
But we had you were afraid of what we were going to do without Nancy.
Yes, I was.
But we plugged that hole without her.
So to speak.
Once again, this has been After Hours. Coming up at the top of the hour is Zydeco Pasale. Mm-hmm.
And don't forget, let's see, Monday on Queer Voices will be J.D.'s Queer Music Heritage.
The second half. And
yeah.
We need to keep that thing from LLU there for our next time.
Yes. Yes, we do.
It's amazing when you can read. Yeah, when you can just change one little word to another word that seems almost the same, and come with a whole different story.
Yes, I'm putting this in the After Hours.
Stick that in your box
for next week.
It's time now for your PSAs. This is After Hours, KPFT, Houston.
Hi, I'm Guy Schwartz. Marlo Blue and I do this every March. Each year at South by Due East, we gather hundreds of local musicians for a four-day video shoot. It looks, feels, and sounds like a small, intimate, independent music festival, and we invite the public for free. The people are an important part of South by Due East. Their energy and applause always fires up the bands and creates special performances for the cameras and multi-track recorders. Come on out to South by Due East 2009 at Dan Electro's Guitar Bar in the Houston Heights on Friday through Monday, March 20th. Through 23rd, and support your favorite local artists, discover new ones, and witness the diversity of our city's great original music scene. This year, we are proud and honored to welcome KPFT FM 90.1 as a media sponsor for South by Due East. The second day of this year's festival event starts at 3 p.m. on Saturday, March 21st at Dan Electro's with performances by over 30 local artists, including Chango Man, the Terry Green Band, Celeste Terrell, the Texas Dub Crusaders, John Hogan. For more information about South by Due East 2009, check out www.southbydueast.com.
An emotional
shelter expert Nathan Winograd will present a Building a No-Kill Community seminar in Houston, Texas. The seminar will teach citizens and animal shelter personnel the methods which have been proven to dramatically lower euthanasia rates in animal shelters. Some shelters following these methods have reduced the killing of healthy and treatable animals to zero. Join us for this innovative and life-saving lesson to learn how we can save thousands of animals in shelters every year. The seminar will be held Saturday, March 28, 2009 at 8 a.m. till 6 p.m. at the South Texas College of Law, 1303 San Jacinto Street, Houston, Texas, 77002. For more information, go to nokillhouston.org, KPFT Houston.
The free program you just heard was paid for by the listener members of KPFT Houston. If you're not already a KPFT member, we encourage you to join with us in keeping free speech alive by becoming one. Basic membership is still $35 a year. You don't have to, but you'll feel better. Thanks for listening.